across the land. Lair Adams, entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar, Christopher Hart. They team with lifelong radio pro Nostradamus. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Lair Adams, Nostradamus, Johnny Guns, and Christopher Hart, the American adversaries.
Take the dock lines off the boat. We're firing up the engine for another three-hour tour aboard the USS American Adversaries as we celebrate Sunday, courtesy of News Talk 660 WORL and WBZW. I know the Rays game is going on for some of those folks, but they're not hearing us anyway. I'm Lair Adams, piloting the good ship and worthy crew. And the important cargo of truth on the AM and streaming seas. Today on Meet the Press, Dick Gregory gave the liberal flip-flop argument I never saw coming. The left is now upset that all of Barack's scandals are overshadowing his efforts to concentrate on the economy. Something 6 weeks ago they were scrambling to avoid. You see, folks, these are the lawyer lies that are pure newspeak, right out of Orwell's 1984. Now, here's my co-host. Maybe he can tell us if the First Amendment matters if everything said is a lie. Christopher Hart.
That's one of those Greek paradoxes. I guess there's no real answer to it. By the way, did you say Dick Gregory? Isn't it David Gregory? Dick Gregory.
Dick Gregory,
a comedian or something like that?
Yeah, he's like right. Paper thin or something. And he always
They're
starving,
both lefties,
so.
It's okay.
Okay, welcome to the show tonight, folks. You are listening to the American Adversaries. If you're listening to us on your radio right now, then you are listening to us on 1520. You knew to find us up here because the Tampa Bay Rays postgame show is running right now on 660. However, it should be over in about 20 minutes or so. As soon as that is over, we'll let you know so that you can spin that dial back down to 660 if you choose to do so.
By the way, Chris, the Rays have sent us a note saying they want to apologize for preempting the beginning of our show so often on 660. So as a kind of a thank you, and we're sorry, they're going to be giving away four packs of tickets on our show every Wednesday for the rest of the year.
That's right. Rays family four packs, folks. You can win one every Wednesday on our show simply by listening for the play of the day. Now, the first pack we'll give away this coming Wednesday, and we'll set it up. We'll go ahead and play the play of the day, and it'll be one of those things that during the course of our show, from that point on, you'll hear that a play of the day from the night before game, when you hear that, that'll be the signal to call and get those Rays family four packs. And there may be some other premiums in the deal as well, but certainly those tickets will be worth definitely wanting to pay attention to
maybe
that.
Maybe some shoelaces, too?
Well, we'll see. Maybe even better than that. Okay, so folks, don't forget to be listening for that on Wednesdays. And once again, we are live tonight. We want to welcome you to the show. We'll be here until 8 o'clock, at which point we're going to hand it off to Mark Walters of Armed American Radio. Of course, we encourage you to listen to him. He is a live show as well, and he'll be all live from 8 to 11. And then Pat Williams does a great taped show at 11 o'clock that I enjoy listening to as well. And in the studio today, it's Lair Adams, me, Christopher Hart. That was Nostradamus, the other voice you heard there.
Hi.
Our executive producer. We also have our intern, Tyler Israel, with us tonight.
Hey, how you doing?
Our WTF news hound, Johnny Guns.
Just looking at pictures of crispy bacon.
Who is she?
Carl Jackson, you want to explain that one?
That's a great name for it. Well.
Was that the pig that has the three book deal?
A handicapped pig with a 3-book deal.
Pretty amazing. Yeah. I wish I was as fortunate as that pig. Hello, everyone.
That's Carl Jackson. And, of course, we have the ever capable and loyal Jeff Sinis working the other side of the glass for us tonight.
Hey, everyone.
There he is, our man Jazzy Jeff. Okay, we got a lot to talk about tonight. We have a couple of guests who are going to join us. One we've had on the show a couple of times before, not near past. But
no, like last October, I think, was the last time she was on.
Yeah,
right before
like
the election.
Right before, I think we had her on after the election, too,
right.
Or at least somebody from
talking
the
talking about election fraud and the Allen West district in particular.
Yeah, we're talking about Catherine Engelbrecht, who is the founder and the chairman of True the Vote, an organization that is dedicated to poll watching and seeing that the elective process is unimpeded, if you will. She's going to be joining us at 6:30, and then at 7 o'clock, we're going to have a Louisiana state senator who was a Republican, then he became a Democrat, now he wants to go back home and become a Republican again. His name is Albert Guillory. And we're going to find out what's behind those moves, if you will, and why at this particular time he is moving away from the Democrats back to the Republican Party. And so that will be at 7 o'clock. And, of course, we also have Lair's Close. We have WTF News. We have Predicting the Past with Nasha Dennis, Carl's Corner. But we'll get started tonight by talking a little bit more about the morning shows. Lair started us off talking about Dick Gregory's show this morning on NBC. You know, one thing I did notice about David Gregory that kind of caught me by surprise is he posed a question to David Axelrod about the IRS scandal.
Yep.
Now, we have to remember to identify the scandal when we're talking about these things, because it's like...
Which one?
Well, like Rand Paul said, you know, it's the old McDonald's thing. Here a scandal, there a scandal, everywhere a scandal. So you got to be careful to identify which scandal you're talking about when we say something here. So if you call, please do that as well. And the number is the same as always, 407-774-8255. But he posed a question to David Axelrod. And, oh, by the way, folks, you might have just heard a snap. Lightning just snapped outside. Please be careful if you are outside tonight. This is one of those weird kind of days when you can be standing in the sunshine and get struck by lightning.
On the way here, I talked to a friend of ours, Chris, that had to pull over in a bank underneath the overhang of the bank because it was hailing so bad. And that was just 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, you know, we have a little shower going on here. It's not storming, but certainly there is lightning all about. And it is conditions for stormy weather, so please be careful if you're out there. This, like I said, this is one of those days where there is no safe spot from the lightning.
And the edge of the storm is the most dangerous. Both
absolutely.
Sides.
That's right.
Coming and going.
That's right. Absolutely. Anyway, back to David Gregory on NBC this morning.
Not Dick.
And he, I'm not going to touch that one. He posed a question to David Axelrod, and Axelrod began to respond with the standard line, you know, this was bureaucratic blunder and blah, 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 blah. And lo and behold, David Gregory cut him off and would not let him continue with that gibberish. And
because it was gibberish.
And it's exactly what it was. And that was a theme that I saw running through the rest of the Sunday morning shows. Bob Schieffer on CBS and Georgie Stephanopoulos on ABC. They all are beginning to take these scandals a little more seriously.
Do you think they've really had it? Do you think they're putting on a show of, I've had it, and they're going to back off?
I think it's just a show.
It may be, but what it tells me is that there is now interest out there. They would not be covering these stories if there were not interest out in the land. And that is thanks to you folks out there and others like you who want to know what in the world is going on, especially in lieu of the fact that Obamacare is right around the corner and the IRS is going to be administering that. So... make no mistake, they may be doing this reluctantly. They may be trying to just put on a show in order to put it behind us, so to speak. But nonetheless, as long as there is interest amongst the people, they will have to have to come to the story, whether they like it or not.
Well, again, that was my point in my opening too, Chris, was David Gregory, you know, he brought out this thing about, oh, it's overshadowing all these good things that Barack has done for the economy. And now we're starting to see, you know, the benefits of his ideas. They're now starting to come to fruition. And these horrible scandals, I mean, granted, they may be bad scandals, but really, let's talk about, we need to concentrate on the economy.
Can you tell me one idea he's had that's being implemented that is making the economy better?
Well, it doesn't matter. If the economy gets better and he's the president, it's all his, you know.
It's like the extremism word, Lair, responding to your point with David Gregory. It's so frustrating because they throw out, okay, the President Obama, now his policies are starting to work. Yeah, what policy? You're an extremist. Why? I mean, the liberals are so frustrating because it's almost like the word that Professor Matusitz educated me on, the glossocracy that Muslims use, the manipulation of language. They don't prove anything. They just use words. They throw it out there. And unfortunately, their liberal followers just, oh, yeah, he is doing a good job. But they can't prove one iota. They can't name one policy of what he's doing to benefit the country.
I would say that what's motivating the media the most is, can be summed up in one word, fear. They have built this man up. They have built this storyline up. Okay, and they see it blowing up in front of their faces. And right now, when they think that they're sort of approaching the victory line, they see it all sort of coming unraveled, and they can't stand it. Okay, so now they're trying to do damage control. And yes, in their criticism of him, they're actually trying to protect him.
Oh, yes, that's what I noticed from Gregory today.
Yes, and so what they're going to end up doing is they're going to end up calling for Eric Holder's head, for instance. Mm-hmm. They're going to call for this or that to be done at the IRS. And as long as Obama addresses those things, you know, it's happy days are here again for them. However, let me just say this in terms of the economy. It's all relative. It's like saying a man who was crippled and could not use four limbs and now he can use one limb and we're supposed to celebrate that as a great achievement. In a way, it is, yes. But this
economy, it doesn't necessarily mean he's going to get the use of all other three limbs.
This economy is still mired in the worst recovery ever. Ever. And that includes the Depression and all. And by the way, this country's been through several depressions, most of them in the 1800s, and recovered from those very quickly, and boom time ensued. And the same goes for the recessions. You have to look no further back than Ronald Reagan and his experience when he took over from Jimmy Carter. At this point in his presidency, unemployment was dropping like a stone, and the economy was the GDP was going through the roof.
Larry, what was the term you used on Friday where if Eric Holder is offered up as a sacrifice that that'll take away all the accountability from the president?
Oh, the sin eater.
Sin eater. I've never heard that before, but if he is truly a sin eater, it's going to be an all-you-can-eat buffet. There's going to be plenty to go around.
Well, they're going to try to pile as much on him to protect. I mean, if he's going to go out, you know, if the guy's wounded and he's dying anyway, you know, go ahead and put the stink on him.
He might be the first of many because there's a lot of sin out there to be eaten.
In the media's mind, as long as it doesn't include Barack Obama, that is just fine, you see? See, what they have lost in this storyline is that Barack Obama is this capable, brilliant president, when his only excuse is, I didn't know.
Well, Chris, look what it does to their credibility.
Right.
They were the ones telling us he was the brilliant man.
Right.
Yes. And we could trust him.
That's why they have to devise now a very sophisticated tale to actually try to protect the man.
To protect liberalism, the ideology.
In the end, and, you're absolutely
and
right.
And to protect the trust in them.
Sure. That's right.
Folks, we'll be back shortly.
This is Marilee from Vacation Travel Planners, bringing you the travel deals of the week. Like Holland America is offering double onboard credit on their European sailings. Rates starting as low as $5.99 per person. How about an Alaska cruise? For 7 nights, starting as low as $3.49 per person. Book one of NCL's newest ships, the Breakaway or the Getaway, and receive a $50 onboard credit. Royal Caribbean has several specials going on, like free upgrades or onboard credit. And the new Quantum of the Seas is available for booking on June 4th.
Unless you're a Crown and Anchor member, then you can book now. What's your cruisitude? Now through June 18th, visit our website or Facebook page to be entered to win $1,000 toward a future vacation. Just tell us where you'd like to go. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Oh, yeah. Keep listening for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage.
The American Adversaries, where you and the president can wrestle for the truth.
We're still in this wrestling match with
Blair Adams and Christopher Hart, the American Adversary, on 660 WORL and on 1520 The Biz.
Okay, folks, that's right. And we are now back on 660 WORL, back up on the stick, as they say. So if you've been listening on 1520 and you would prefer to listen to us down on 660, you can now switch your dial or push the button or do whatever you have to do to get down there, because we are now back up on 660. Thank you, Jeff Sennis, for notifying us of that. And welcome to the show, folks. If you've been listening to the Rays postgame show, you are now listening to the American Adversaries. We'll be live here in Altamont Springs between now and 8 o'clock. We come on 5 o'clock every Sunday afternoon live. And go live from 5 to 8.
By the way, Rays win, Rays win, Rays win.
Yeah, 11-3. Big victory today.
2 out of 3 from a very good Cleveland team.
Yeah, and just a reminder, if you have not heard this yet, if you've been listening to the Rays postgame show, you can get free Rays tickets from us, the American Adversaries, during our drive time show every weekday afternoon. We're live from 5 to 6 p.m., and you can come in, you can tune in on Wednesdays and listen for the Rays play of the day. And when you hear that play of the day, just give us a call, and you'll win, if you're the first caller. Rays family four-pack, that's 4 tickets to a Rays game. So listen up on Wednesdays, and that'll be going on between now and the end of the season. So look forward to your opportunity to get yourself some free Rays tickets. Yeah, okay, folks, we've been talking a little bit about the scandals so far going on in Washington, D.C., using the Sunday morning talk shows, if you will, as an avenue to do that. There was also something that I saw on the Sunday morning shows this morning that sort of perked up my ears a little bit. Reince Priebus was on, and I'll have to say I forget which one it was. But he is the chairman of the National Republican Party. And lo and behold, he was echoing something that we have been talking about on the show for some time. And I know we started talking about it on a Sunday night, what, about 8 or 10 weeks ago now? We were talking about how the Republicans, they were having a meeting, a strategy meeting somewhere, and we were talking about what they should do. And basically, what I said they should do is they should follow the example of a congressman by the name of Pierce out of New Mexico, I believe it was. And lo and behold, and the reason why is because this fella Pierce is a Republican who has been reelected to Congress 5 times. In a heavily Hispanic, heavily Democrat.
Predominantly.
Yes, exactly. The predominantly Hispanic, predominantly Democratic district.
So he must have had a real complex, confusing method of getting reelected 5 times. It must be really difficult.
And he's just an old white guy, bald-headed with glasses.
Ha!
And not like there's anything wrong with that. But the way he did it was by showing up at virtually every public event that went on in that community.
I mean, just being there is 80% of the battle.
That's exactly right. And the Hispanics got to know him. And the article that I had read quoted a couple of Hispanics. One was a lady who was active in the Democratic Party, and she split the ticket when she voted. She voted for Barack Obama for president in 2012 and turned around and voted for this Republican for Congress. And he was reelected again. And I said that's the pattern. The Republicans need to understand a couple of things. First of all, the campaign's already started. If mm-hmm. they're going to wait until next year, they're going to lose because it's going to be way too late.
Exactly.
Campaign's already started. There's going to have to be outreach, and here's the way to do it. And lo and behold, that's what Reince was talking about today. And it kind of, it's not any more surprising for me to see things in the news that we have already talked about. Like on Friday, we were talking about...
Did he talk about this fellow? At all,
yes,
right?
Yes, he
okay.
brought up Pierce, and that's what really caught my attention.
Mm-hmm.
Was it like almost verbatim, as though he was taking notes from our show, And you know, I'm not saying that they didn't come up on with this on their own, but what I'm saying, folks, is if you're listening to this show, you're most likely way out in front of everybody else. And that means people on our side and people on the other side. Because lo and behold, you're going to oftentimes hear stuff talked about on our show later on echoed in some other remote part of the world, if you will. But he wasn't the only one, I understand now, Carl was telling me, that was saying this sort of thing this past week.
Yeah, well, Ted Cruz actually has been saying it for a couple of weeks, and it seems to me that Ted Cruz is just finding his niche. And what I like about Ted Cruz is I think he listens to the people. I think it's more likely that Ted Cruz would hear this show than Ryan Priebus, because I really believe that this guy is genuinely a man of the people.
Well, let me just say this. It's not rocket science.
Yeah.
Okay? When I read that article about Pierce, it just, you know, was obvious to me that here is an avenue that the Republicans have not been taken advantage of.
Yep.
You know, we sit around and we complain that the Hispanics, and but more in particular the black community, you know, is so loyal to the Democrats. Well, why do they do that? You know, can't they figure it out?
Yep.
Well, if the Republicans never show them any love, what do you expect?
And make no effort, because they've already figured they've lost the battle.
Right.
And you don't have to go into the communities and agree with everything they say. I mean, as a matter of fact, I think Mickey and I discussed this before on air. We talked about the gift, if you will, of not just communication, but of visitation. If you go and you talk to the people and say, hey, listen, I don't agree with this. This is why. Here's what I believe. Here's what I believe this policy will do for you. I'm telling you, that will sway so many people. It's unbelievable. Are you going to get a big shift of the black vote? No. Bits and pieces, though. Bits and pieces.
Well,
and it matters.
It's the effort, Carl.
Sure.
It was like in the previous election. I was wondering, where was the Republican Party going to, like, my mother's assisted living home? There was a huge group of people there that never got out and never voted. Nobody made it easy for them to go somewhere and vote. And I tried to talk to some of the Tea Party people, and we talked about this, Chris, in that election. The Democrats were out there, but the Republicans were kind of sitting back and not necessarily making the kind of effort to get more people and expanding the base.
Well, it's like, Carl, I believe I've heard you say on your show before they're going to care about what you have to say. How do you say that?
Oh, man, I know what you're saying, but
they don't care what you know until they know
that you care. Thank you.
There you go. But the best way to do that is to go out and meet them face to face. And you mentioned talking about you don't have to go out there and agree with them. That's what this guy Pierce in New Mexico, he's known for going to these communities and saying that, you know, I'm a Republican. I understand that you guys, you know, we don't disagree on everything, but here's what I believe. And they get his respect in doing that.
Absolutely.
Speaking about getting respect, and thank God it's good. We're coming up on a break because Pasquale Barba has just come in bearing gifts of pizza.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
We're going to do our imitation of a bunch of piranhas in a minute.
That's right. Yes, sir. Just right on time. Anyway,
it's the garlic pizza.
All right. Oh. The best.
And how could you tell?
Of course.
The aroma.
Pasquale is from Cafe Positano, the finest Italian restaurant in all of Central Florida. Their main hometown restaurant is right up here in Apopka, 4 miles west of I-4 on State Road 436, actually on the east side of Apopka.
That's right, folks. And, of course, Pasquale has the best and finest true Italian you'll find anywhere. We are the American Adversaries. This is our Sunday night edition. We'll be back in mere minutes.
And we are
live.
Hi, this is Christopher Hart, co-host of the American Adversaries. You know, during the day, I'm a contractor here in Central Florida. That's what I do for work. But what I do on the radio, well, the American Adversaries is my mission. We've got a great audience, and I wanted to take a minute to speak directly to those of you who believe in our mission. We are looking for a select group of category-exclusive sponsors to support this show. There are several different levels of sponsorships, so it can be very affordable, and you'll get great results just like our friend Pasquale from Cafe Positano's. Heck, we'll even name our studio after your business if you want. If you own or run a business in Central Florida and believe in the American Adversaries' mission, give me a call to see if you qualify. If you're interested in learning more, my number is 407-435-4613. If I'm on the air when you call, just leave your name and number. I'm Christopher Hart. American Adversaries is my mission. I hope you'll make it part of yours, too.
This is Marilee
Marilee from Vacation Travel Planners, bringing you the travel deals of the week.
Like Holland America is offering double onboard credit on their European sailings. Rates starting as low as $5.99 per person. How about an Alaska cruise? For 7 nights, starting as low as $3.49 per person. Book one of NCL's newest ships, the Breakaway or the Getaway, and receive a $50 onboard credit. Royal Caribbean has several specials going on, like free upgrades or onboard credit, and the new Quantum of the Seas is available for booking on June 4th. Unless you're a Crown and Anchor member, then you can book now. What's your cruisitude? Now through June 18th, visit our website or Facebook page to be entered to win $1,000 toward a future vacation. Just tell us where you'd like to go. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage.
More political mayhem is on the way. You're listening to The American Adversaries on 660 WORL. If you can take it.
Well, you can always take it after a slice of the finest garlic, extra garlic pizza you could ever, ever, ever eat from Cafe Positano's. That's right over here in Apopka. Oh, my gosh. I got to tell you, that's to die for. Folks, I love garlic. I mean, there's no such thing for me as too much garlic. This pizza's perfect. But as all pizzas of Cafe Positano. Now, folks, this is our second segment of this hour, and it is time for me to do a little bit of a chore. It really kind of bothers me to do this because... Mm-hmm. What can I say? Mm-hmm. My mind kind of explodes during this next segment because this is where the executive producer of the American Adversaries has his...
Nostradamus predicts the past.
I'm one of those violinists. You can see my...
Yes. A fine conductor you are. Stay away from me. It's lightning
out
there.
My bow goes right across the belt buckle. And makes that wonderful sound.
Thank you, 5 Minute Professor. These are the stories that fell through the cracks this week that Chris had me scurrying around all week working on. And then, wouldn't you know it, we just got a whole week full of great guests and didn't get a chance to talk about
it. One quick question, Dennis. Why does it smell like garlic in here?
That's not me. It's
the
Carl.
The whole room. Oh, okay.
It's Carl. Sorry, Carl.
It's that excellent pizza.
Called you out.
Oh. Now, that thing didn't last long either, did it?
We did talk about Michelle Bachmann.
Paramus couldn't have eaten it faster.
We did get a chance to mention Michelle Bachmann is not running for her congressional seat in Minnesota this past week, right?
Yes, I'm curious about that.
We didn't talk about Jim Graves pulling out of the race either. He is her Democratic opponent. He decided, she's not running? Okay, I'm dropping out too. Mission accomplished.
Yeah, that seat is going to stay safely in the hands of a Republican, evidently.
That's what they say, but apparently he feels, Mr. Graves says, there's no way anyone could run and win who would be worse than Michelle Bachmann. So now that she won't be representing the people of the 6th District, we accomplished that task. Way to go, Mr. Graves.
Let me, just real quick, I almost feel like Republicans are just as responsible as Michelle Bachmann dropping out as liberal Democrats are. I know they've targeted her, but the truth of the matter is she did not get any backing from the RNC.
Okay, but the question remains, what is she dropping out for?
Yeah, you have any ideas, guys?
I think she got the Sarah Palin treatment myself, to echo Carl. She, for instance, brought up in Congress that perhaps we should be a little bit more careful about hiring, quote-unquote, former members of the Muslim Brotherhood into highly sensitive and secure positions in our government, and got scolded by John McCain and John Boehner for doing so. The only smart thing that they could have done would have been to agree with her and look into it themselves. So certainly, she was not getting any support, There's no question in my mind that I think a lot of Republicans are glad in the establishment are glad to see her gone.
Well, Michelle Bachmann is about the only politician who could literally say, I'm going to be spending more time with my family and mean it, because she's fostered over 20 children as well as having a couple of her own.
Well, that's why I wonder if this isn't for personal reasons.
It might be, or it could be, as someone conjectured on our show last week, Al Franken's term is coming up as senator in 2 years. They're going to need a new senator up in Minnesota.
Well, I'd like to see her put that together. Once again, I got the feeling that she got the Sarah Palin treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And what's Sarah Palin doing now?
Yeah.
All right.
Not a lot. So, well, she's making a lot of money at Fox News.
And there's another aspect to this, too. Michelle Bachmann is currently the chairperson of the Tea Party caucus in Congress. So she basically is the face of the Tea Party. So perhaps there's some behind-the-scenes Tea Party politicking going on there where they want a different face. I don't know. But certainly I've got the feeling that she got the Sarah Palin treatment, and I'm not saying that in any positive sense of the word.
Okay, next story. You know the whole IRS scandal and Lois Lerner approving the left and denying the right. You know one of the tax-exempt foundations that was fast-tracked through that it turns out is bogus?
Which one is that?
It's a charity run by President Barack Obama's half-brother.
Oh, no.
It
Come
was fast-tracked for IRS exempt status.
Like in 3 weeks or so, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. Well, it turns out that the organization's IRS filings list a Virginia address. Turns out to be a UPS store.
And that's not okay?
No, it's not. And there's a backup address that's listed as a drug rehab center, and no one at the drug rehab center has any idea what they're talking about. The Barack H. Obama Foundation, as it's called, is run by Ebongo Roy Malik Obama, the half-brother of Barack Obama.
Now, is he in this country legally?
No, he's still not.
That's what I thought.
He wasn't when they found out he was here, and he's still not.
So that, yes, that should have disqualified him right there.
Mm-hmm. No. What's going to disqualify him is having the word conservative attached to his name.
Ah.
That will disqualify you.
Okay, next story. We actually had this slip through the cracks 2 weeks ago and didn't talk about it. At the Amicalola Falls State Park, Ed Buckner and his family went there to celebrate his son's birthday. He was surprised, concerned, and then offended to find Bibles in the cabin he rented. Buckner's an atheist. He believed that the religious literature should not be provided in government-owned lodging. And so the state of Georgia backed down and said, okay, we're taking all the Bibles out. They're your standard Gideon Bibles, put there in every hotel room in America for
contributed
free.
Contributed for
Gideon
free.
Gideon International. They replace them when you steal them, because if you steal a Bible, you really need a Bible. But the Georgia governor decided he was going to change his mind, and he's going to have all state park resorts will now get all those Bibles back in the rooms.
Yeah, they're going to put the Bibles back. Another thing, and I hope I'm not stepping on your toes here, but another thing that Georgia governor did, and I believe that was this past week, he rejected Obamacare, evidently, or there was some aspect about it where they were going, no, I'm sorry, it had to do with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They have this new program, and I'll get the name for it. I have it right here somewhere, where they are building a database on students from kindergarten through high school, where all the students' information, including teacher evaluations, disciplinary reports, grades, test scores, you name it, would go into this database so that they could cook up. I see Carl's got it, so I'll let us fill it.
So
him fill
your permanent
it.
Record
Big
will
brother.
Actually be a permanent record.
Big Brother!
Right, yeah. It's called Blossom Now or something like that.
Yeah, that isn't it, but part of it is... I'm sorry, that isn't it specifically, Chris, but part of it has been seen right here locally in Central Florida.
Big Brother.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but folks, this is what's coming with Obamacare, too. You know, get ready to tell them all your personal details. All right, Nostradamus.
Okay. You know, earlier in the week, last week, we heard about a meeting between Eric Holder and select group of media editors. Some media editors declined the interview because it was off the record. And you were asking me, who's in it, who's not in it? Ready for the lineup?
Yeah.
Here's who was in the meeting. The Wall Street Journal, the New York Daily News, New Yorker Magazine, Politico, the Washington Post, Bloomberg News, and a spokesman for ABC News who said a representative will attend, but they will press for that record to be put, for the conversation to be put on the record. It wasn't. Those who declined the interview were Reuters, CNN, The New York Times, Fox News, CNN, CBS, NBC, and no surprise here, the Associated Press.
And the American Adversaries.
Yeah, well.
Of course, we didn't get an invite.
If we'd been offered, I would have gone up there. I would have wanted to have a word or two.
Glad hand with him. And...
off the record.
Yeah, off the record.
Well,
yeah,
speaking of off the record, now, of course, none of these news organizations can mention one thing that happened at this meeting, supposedly. Nope. So what was the purpose of them going?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, if it was to get their marching orders, I don't know.
It was. It just added to the bizarre nature of the whole thing. And once again, this is why we say politics and professional wrestling are a lot alike. You know, the bizarrety of the show that goes on in front of your very eyes. And I believe there was an editor of the New York Times on Schefer's show this morning. No, it was Arianna Huffington, I think, who said it's ironic that in a meeting about media leaks and all this stuff that they're going to have an off-the-record meeting with one of the principal players that we're all trying to find out what in the world went on.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, once again, the reason that Eric Holder has recused himself from the investigation, even though he's now supposed to be leading the investigation into the AP scandal, is because he may be the source of the leak.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Bizarre, bizarre, bizarre. Speaking of bizarre, here's our last one. President Obama got schooled by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie Tuesday. Did you hear?
Yeah.
Barack and his BFF were playing arcade games on the Jersey Shore. And there's a game called Touchdown Fever that involves throwing a football through a tire. Obama was about as good as he was shooting hoops for the media earlier this year.
Yeah, he was like 0 for 8.
He couldn't get it through the tire. Chris Christie threw a ball through the tire, and won a stuffed animal that gave it to Obama. It was a teddy bear. A teddy bear wearing a Chicago Bears hoodie.
I can't even stop laughing.
BFF forever.
So it's one hood to another.
Oh.
That's kind of stuff we say around here. I'm sorry.
You know what that music means.
That was a groaner. I heard that. Folks, we are the American Adversaries. Thank you for joining us on our Sunday night here in Central Florida. I think the rain has gone away. It's going to be another great evening. And we are the American Adversaries. Don't forget, we're here Monday through Friday, 5 to 6 o'clock. And if you need some Italian food, Cafe Positano's. Don't miss it.
This is Carl Jackson, and I'm president of Exterior Motives. We're a lawn and landscape service that emphasizes service, specializing in taking care of beautiful lawns in East Orange and Seminole counties. Call us, 407-677-7780. We'll take care of your lawn, home or commercial. We've got the newest equipment. We trim, we mulch, we provide sod and landscaping installations. We're the number one landscape maintenance company in East Orange and Seminole counties. So call me right away for a free on-site estimate. I think you'll be happy you did. Call me, 407-677-7780. Once again, that number is 407-677-7780. Exterior Motives. Imagine a better lawn.
This is Marilee from Vacation Travel Planners, bringing you the travel deals of the week. Like Holland America is offering double onboard credit on their European sailings. Rates starting as low as $5.99 per person. How about an Alaska cruise? For 7 nights, starting as low as $3.49 per person. Book one of NCL's newest ships, the Breakaway or the Getaway, and receive a $50 onboard credit. Royal Caribbean has several specials going on, like free upgrades or onboard credit. And the new Quantum of the Seas is available for booking on June 4th. Unless you're a Crown and Anchor member, then you can book now. What's your cruisitude? Now through June 18th, visit our website or Facebook page to be entered to win $1,000 toward a future vacation. Just tell us where you'd like to go. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
This is an important message for all hardworking Americans. Not long ago, Michael Parnas was living on a park bench in New York City. Fast forward to 2008, he took a few thousand dollars, and in less than 8 months, eight of the worst trading months in stock market history, Michael made close to $4 million. He cracked the stock market's code and discovered the insider trends that your broker doesn't want you to know. So he is giving you his Power Trading, Power Living book and DVD to help take the mystery out of the market, break down the trades and trends you need to know, and show you how he went from from a park bench to Park Avenue for free. Just pay shipping. Michael has never stopped believing that regular, hardworking people can make money in the stock market. A lot of money. In fact, Michael is convinced power trading can work for you, too. That's why he's giving you his book and DVD for free. Call Michael now at 800-878-1634 and claim your free copy. Call 1-800-878-1634. That's 1-800-878-1634. Trading carries a high level of risk and may not be suitable for everyone.
Hey, folks, this is pro wrestler and WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and I listen to the American Adversaries on News Talk 660, WORL. Tough guy!
Okay, folks, welcome back. That's right, you are listening to the American Adversaries, and just a quick note here before we get to Carl. Pasquale and we were talking during the break, and he pulled up on his smartphone there. The national debt right now stands at 16, well, of course, it's going up by the second, but just roughly $16,799,500,000,000. That's $53,142 for each and every person, and that's 316,123,000 of us, folks. And that would lead some to say, golly, the end has got to be near. But that may not be such bad news, at least according to Kevin D. Williamson, who's going to be on our show tomorrow. And we have some books of his to give away. The name of the book is called The End is Near, and it's going to be awesome. How Going Broke Will Leave America Richer, Happier, and More Secure.
Sounds familiar. One of us said that.
Kevin D. Williamson.
Is that you, Lair?
That would be me. Yeah. I think, you know, after my mother has, of course, lived through the Depression, she saw how America changed and how they snapped back and how things got so much better. And
it's
people
reset.
Strived. It was a reset. And it wasn't just a reset of money. It was a reset of values and people's strengths.
Okay. Now, folks, it is time for Carl Jackson in Carl's Corner. Take it away, Carl.
All right. Initially, the stories that I'm going to bring to your attention may disappoint you, may make you angry, may make you sad, frustrated. But eventually, at the end, I hope they will encourage you. If time permits, I will speak on two of them. If not, I'll just go with the one. But I tell you what, I'm encouraged. So keep in mind, I said first you're going to be disappointed, angry, all the negative feelings. And then I want you to be encouraged because there's something that conservatives are doing right. There's something that the American Adversaries are doing right. And talk shows like ours that are, we're making a difference. And you're making a difference in the audience. And I'm going to prove that to you. But first, I'm going to depress you. So here we go. Okay. According to MichelleMalkin.com, who's tracking your children? I want you guys to know right here in local Central Florida, you need to be aware. You need to be keen. Chris mentioned just earlier in the previous segment that they're literally, the federal government is building systems, if you will, to track our children, to know literally everything about your children. One way that this is being done or has been done and has been implemented in Kissimmee and Brevard County is through, well, actually, I'll just read the story from MichelleMalkin.com. Parents must remain as vigilant as ever when it comes to protecting their children's privacy. This will be a summary. Look no further than Polk County, Florida. 2 days before their Memorial Day weekend break, kids from at least three different public schools, Bethune Academy, which goes from grades K through 5, Davenport School of the Arts goes from K through 5, and there's a middle and high school as well. Daniel Jenkins Academy, 6 through 12, were subjected to iris scans without their parents' knowledge or consent. The scans are essentially optical fingerprints. The school intended to create a database of biometric information for school bus security. Here's where it starts getting good, and I'll have more to share with you. What I'm excited about is even in the midst of this craziness, and this goes deeper as I'll read on in just a little bit, I'm excited to hear this. One mother took to Facebook to decry the outrageous breach after her son informed her of the unauthorized imaging. She posted a face-saving letter from Polk County Senior Director of Support Services, Rob Davis, notifying families only after the high-definition eye scans had been conducted. The mom, April Serrano of Kissimmee, Florida, I have been in touch with the principal at my son's school this morning regarding the iris scans. She verified everything my son told me. She said that she was following instructions from the Polk County School Board and that she knew very little if anything, about this before it occurred. She just did as she was told. Now, that in and of itself is ridiculous. But what I'm excited about is that parents and people are starting to wake up slowly but surely and fight back. Let me tell you something. I go to Kissimmee. I've been in Kissimmee a lot. It's hard to find conservatives in Kissimmee. Hey. But people instinctively know, and this is why I love America. They instinctively know, unfortunately they don't when we're voting, but when it comes to hit home, hit their territory, hit their household where it's so obvious, they know something isn't right. And this is what we're seeing. So thank goodness for parents unafraid to speak truth.
Hey, let me just add to that. I was talking in the prior segment about the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and their involvement in this sort of thing. They have established with $100 million a database that they are calling In Bloom. Get it? In Bloom, I guess, children in bloom. And it is supposed to, as I said, store everything that they can get on students from kindergarten to through high school. And just to echo what you just said, I'll just read the first paragraph, and this was in today's Orlando Sentinel, page A9. A $100 million database set up to store extensive records on millions of public school students has stumbled badly since its launch this spring, with officials in several states, including Georgia, backing away from the project amidst protests from irate parents. So you parents out there, scream at the top of your voice. We don't want Big Brother in our schools. It's bad enough he's going to be in, you know, the medical center.
Yeah, and a lot of our listeners have grandchildren that are going to school, and you need to tell your children, hey,
don't let this happen.
That's right. You've got to keep an eye on it.
Now, are these protests too late, though? Because these scans have been done and they've been stored. Who's to say, oh, yeah, we'll get rid of them. Don't worry.
Well, the article does go on, and I'll read further. There are a lot of concerns, and that's a legitimate point. Because who's to say where they're going, who has the information, where they're being stored? The company, the security company that did the iris scans are saying that they are going to abolish the scans, all of the information. The parents are saying, yeah, that's what they said. The parents are saying, how do we know that? They're rightfully skeptical, and they should be. What Chris was just mentioning, as a matter of fact, with Bill Gates, that is actually part of Common Core. We're implementing Common Core in Florida. So that will be a part of Common Core. And Bill Gates supports Common Core. As a matter of fact, he's one of the main men behind Common Core, ironically.
Yeah, he's, of course, a big-time liberal supporter and liberal himself.
So, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, we have a caller who'd like to chime
okay.
in, so let's do this. Let's go now to Diane. Hey, Diane, how you doing tonight? Thanks for calling.
I'm great. Again, now, you've done me in, Carl, with the Common Core.
I'm sorry.
No, but I'm telling you what, there's thousands of people all across the United States that are fighting this thing, and right now there's five states that are so close to getting rid of it.
You're exactly right, and I'm so glad you brought that up. It's an excellent point. There were, correct me if I'm wrong, Diane, but I believe there were 47 states that planned to...
45.
45, and now they're down to 40, is that correct?
I think so. Texas was the last one to say bye-bye to it.
Okay, and this has happened all within the last 6 months to a year when parents decided to fight back. Am I right on that?
That's right.
So
that's when they found out about it.
Yeah.
And they just officially opened... that data mining center in Utah. They just cut the ribbon on that this week.
Yeah, you're talking about the big NSC center out
Correct.
There. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like
big storage.
Yeah, they're not going to send that information to Utah. I don't think so, right?
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Yeah, tell me another one.
See, it's just another thing to look out for, like Agenda 21.
It is all part
of
the same.
It's all part of Agenda 21.
That's exactly it. I could not think of that, Lair, but I'm glad you said that. That's exactly it.
You're right, Diane. It is all a part of it. Yep. Thank you very much for being there. We really appreciate you being in our audience.
Thank you so much. And you guys have so much information. It's amazing.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
But in no small part because of listeners like you who call in and add to it. And we really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay. Carl.
I want to encourage the listeners, too. I won't have time to get to this second story, but I want you to go to theblaze.com. There's an article titled, not apologizing. Outspoken GOP lieutenant governor nominee and minister unfazed by liberal barbs. This is Bishop E.W. Jackson. I don't know if you guys recall him, but last year he was a big YouTube sensation. Beck and everyone else was playing him like crazy. He went on this patriotic rant that was so amazing. Now, Ken Cuccinelli of Virginia has asked him to run for lieutenant governor of Virginia. And I'm telling you, this guy's speech will send chills down your back. He wants to get rid of the hyphenated African-American like I do. Please do not call me an African-American, people. Call me a black man. Hey, I've never been to Africa.
I just want to know one thing.
Okay.
Have you gotten any calls from Rick Scott?
Scott Jackson. I like that.
I have not, but Rick Scott is a little more moderate than I would be.
Lieutenant Governor Jackson. I like the sound of that.
But check out that video on theblaze.com, the article, not apologizing, outspoken GOP Lieutenant governor, nominee, and minister unfazed by liberal barbs.
That's right, folks. We are the American Adversaries, and hour number two is coming right up.
When America fell into darkness, a call rang out across the land. Blair Adams, entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar Christopher Hart. They team with lifelong radio pro Nostradamus. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Lair Adams, Nostradamus, Johnny Guns, and Christopher Hart, the American Adversaries.
That's right, folks. Now that we are on 660 WRL, we're going to have the actual firing up. We're going to take the dock lines off the boat. We're firing up the engine for another three-hour tour aboard the USS American Adversaries as we celebrate Sunday night, courtesy of News Talk 660 WRL and WBZW. I'm Lair Adams, piloting this good ship and worthy crew, and an important cargo of truth. The AM and streaming seas. Now today on Meet the Press, David Gregory gave the liberal flip-flop argument that I never saw coming, that the left is now upset that all of Barack's scandals are overshadowing his efforts to concentrate on the economy. Something 6 weeks ago they were scrambling to avoid. Folks, these are the lawyer lies that are pure newspeak. Right out of George Orwell's 1984. Now here's my co-host. Maybe he can tell us if the First Amendment matters if everything said is a lie. Christopher Hart.
As I said earlier, folks, that's one of those Greek philosophical paradoxes, if you will. But you said overshadowing. You're right. They're out there saying, all these scandals are overshadowing his ability to deal with the economy. And I only have one word to say to that. Good!
Yeah. Thank you.
Because when he did do something about the economy, he made it worse. And I'm talking about, of course, the stimulus package. That is worse unless you are a friend of Obama. By the way, I saw in, and I can't remember which, I'm going to have to do a better job organizing my brain. I can't remember if it was the Wall Street Journal, Financial Times, or New York Times. But I was reading yesterday where it is boom times in Maryland and Washington, D.C., especially if you are a Democrat. And I mean literally boom times. People are moving there. They're building big mansions and the McMansions and this and that and the other.
It's the wealthiest area in the country.
Yes, that's right. You are exactly right. The wealthiest counties in the country are located in Maryland and the Washington, D.C. area.
Fairfax, Virginia.
They even moved a Lamborghini dealership there.
Yeah, and there's no manufacturing going on here, Chris. There's no tourism really to speak of. What's firing up this economic engine?
All I have to say is starting tomorrow, we will be friends of Barack Obama.
It's government, though. You're right. It's government. It's how government is sucking the money out of this country, and they're living like kings.
And picking the winners and choosers, exactly. Yeah. And giving it to the people they think that should have it, because that's where the support is. It's a nice little merry-go-round. You give to me, I give to you. You give to me, I give to you.
Well, you were talking about Barack's stimulus. Guys, I don't know if you heard the stories now that when Barack and General Motors started shutting down General Motors dealerships, amazingly, guys that had contributed heavily to McCain, their dealerships got picked to get rid of. And guys that had donated heavily to Barack Obama, they got to keep their dealerships.
Their excuse was, well, you know, most car dealers are conservative anyway. They're entrepreneurs, they're free enterprise guys, but the numbers don't bear that out.
No.
There was
a
lot of Democratic contributors who, surprisingly, the guys next to them were Republicans. Theirs got closed, theirs stayed open.
Here's my frustration, and here's a promo for American Adversaries and shows like mine as well on Saturday mornings. This is news that was out 4 years ago, and the media wasn't talking about it. I mean, I knew this information back in 2009 when Obama first got in and got elected, and old-school news organizations weren't talking about it. This is why you need to pay attention to shows like this. The fact is, when it comes to the media, there is what I would call the sin of omission. See, I get frustrated. I'll hear liberal callers call into talk shows like this, and they'll say, hey, you guys are all talking, speaking the same tune and the same stories and this and that. But when I listen to liberal, I hardly listen to any liberal stations, but everything you turn on, I don't care if it's ESPN and it's liberal. And it's funny to me that ESPN will have the same talking points that MSNBC will have. And the fact of the matter is, they get the same information that we get. What they're choosing to do is not tell you the stories, not tell you the news. I'm not convinced that they're that far behind. It's the sin of omission. It's what they don't want you to know. But here, places like this, you'll get the truth. Straight up, no holds barred.
Whether we like it or not. And so you're absolutely right in that regard. And certainly the media, that's how they manipulate the news, is by what they don't tell us as much as what they do tell us.
Was the phrase, a little information is a terrible thing?
Yeah. But you mentioned you knew this 3 or 4 years ago. Remind me if I'm incorrect about this. One of the very first callers to our show was a fellow by the name of Bamboo Bob. You remember Bamboo?
Yep.
And one of the first things that he called and talked about was the building boom going on in Washington, D.C., thanks to the Obama winners and, you know, pickers of the winners and losers. So it is nothing new, but it is still going on. And so to get back to, if all of these scandals are overshadowing Barack Obama's ability to deal with the economy, all I can say is thank God for that.
Now, guys, wasn't he going to get rid of the lobbyists? And now there's more lobbyists than ever.
Along with being the most transparent administration in history.
Not only that, there's stories on RealClearPolitics.com. I believe I also saw it on Breitbart, and I believe on Michelle Malkin as well, that not only is the D.C. area and Baltimore and surrounding areas getting enriched, but former employees that still have connections to the White House are getting money hand over fist, including what was the former press secretary, Gibbs?
Robert Gibbs.
Including Robert Gibbs and the connections that they have. So Obama has hooked up the people that have left the White House with connections. They're connected with John Podesta's group and so on, et cetera. Yeah. These people are making six-figure speeches. They're nobodies making six-figure speeches.
One name for you, Huma Abedin, working for the State Department part-time and still being allowed to get lots and lots of money outside of it as a consultant. That's a clear violation.
Under the table. And by the way, folks, she is the wife of Anthony Weiner, who is now running for New York mayor.
And her father is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Now, here's the thing, though.
Member.
Anthony Weiner needs to be taken seriously. I don't care what anyone says. He asked one of the most important questions on his, he's looking for interns. And this was a great question. I think I would have asked it. If you were working for me, what type of animal would you like to be? Something to that effect.
Oh, yes.
That was his question. So you know the guy will be brilliant if
I would be a cougar so you can hire me.
He's looking for sheep.
Okay, whatever you say. But nonetheless, welcome to the show, folks. If you are just tuning in, we appreciate you being with us tonight. We are the American Adversaries. Once again, we're live now every Sunday night from 5 to 8 p.m. And we have the honor of having Pasquale Barba, our longtime sponsor for our show, here in the studio with us. And he's
been a while,
tonight.
Too.
Yeah, Pasquale, how's things
going? Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, well, you're always invited down here. And, you know, we were in just the other night, and things were popping over at the restaurant. How are things doing down there?
So far, so good. Thanks to Obama.
See, this fellow knows who butters his bread. He, you know, so.
Hey, Positano's, I butter my own bread, okay? Or the dipping, the oil and the, yeah.
That's right. And by the way, folks, Tuesday night is prime rib night. And if you like prime rib, you need to get down there, and you need to get down there early because they only have so many orders of it, and they always just, they go. But Cafe Positano, a great place, and he sponsors as well our Who Said That contest, which is coming up in the next segment of the show. But before we get to that, there has been some noticeable changes in the polls in recent days. I've been predicting that these scandals, although they're not crippling Obama really so much right now, I mean, he was kind of at a dead end anyway after his gun control bill failed. He's just now has a good excuse for not doing anything. But I predicted that it would have a corrosive effect on his poll numbers. And it wouldn't be anything that would happen fast, but it would happen before your eyes in a rather slow fashion. And that seems to be playing out. Is that true, Nostradamus?
Yeah, it is. And while I don't have them in front of me, the general gist of it is that his numbers are just below 50%, they're hovering between 48 and 49% popularity, but he's negative now. There are more people who don't like the job he's doing than do, and that's an important tipping point there. And in addition, what's keeping him where he is, his numbers should be a lot better if the economy's getting better, but the reason it's not is because we're getting scandal on top of scandal on top of scandal, or as I like to call it, felony on top of felony on top of felony. Without that, his approval rating would be in the 60s with an economy that's getting better.
Once again, getting better is a relative term. Getting better, you know, it's still very, very anemic. As a matter of fact, we got the GDP report for the second quarter the other day, and it was like 2.5%, and everybody was jumping up and down and celebrating. Well, 2.5% is just barely, that's treading water. You're not really going up. You're kind of not going down, but you're not really going up. But it feels a little bit better because it was worse. And so, as I said, it's a relative thing.
So the water has come down to just above our nostrils.
Or just below.
But that's a good thing, because it used to be over our heads.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, you sort of have to take
it. We're only drowning a little bit now.
That thanks to Barack Obama. Okay, let's go to Rick. Hey, thanks for calling again tonight, Rick. We appreciate it.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
We're doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing fine, better than I deserve, but God has blessed me.
Good, dude.
Good.
Carl, one quick comment to you.
Okay.
If somebody calls you an African-American, explain to them how they're mispronouncing that term. It's a frickin' American.
I love it.
They are mispronouncing that term. It unites us. It doesn't divide us. If you know,
God, remember that one, Carl.
Emphasis on the right syllable.
There you go.
See, I try to be a real nice, kind guy, Rick, but I am the type of person where I have enough sarcasm in me that I might end up using that.
That's very well put.
So I appreciate that. That was good.
Because that is a uniting term. I'm a frickin' American.
I like it.
The way it's spelled, they're mispronouncing it.
All right, I like it.
I heard a great liberal joke the other day. What's the American Adversaries? It's a Lunchables. It's an Oreo and a whole bunch of old white crackers.
Oh, my God.
You can smack me later, Carl.
Rick, stay with us. We're going to a break, but stay with us. We'll get back to you after the short break.
Because we have lots of cheese? Is that what you're trying to say? Awesome, folks. We'll be right back.
There you go.
This is Marilee from Vacation Travel Planners, bringing you the travel deals of the week.
Like Holland America is offering double onboard credit on their European sailings. Rates starting as low as $5.99 per person. How about an Alaska cruise? For 7 nights, starting as low as $3.49 per person. Book one of NCL's newest ships, the Breakaway or the Getaway, and receive a $50 onboard credit. Royal Caribbean has several specials going on, like free upgrades or onboard credit, and the new Quantum of the Seas is available for booking on June 4th. Unless you're a Crown and Anchor member, then you can book now. What's your cruisitude? Now through June 18th, visit our website or Facebook page to be entered to win $1,000 toward a future vacation. Just tell us where you'd like to go. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Oh, yeah. Keep listening for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
From his beautiful seaside hometown of Positano, Italy, Chef Pasquale Barber brings his exclusive family recipes to Central Florida and Cafe Positano. Whether you're looking for true Italian pizza and calzone or their mouth-watering special dishes and elegant dining at an affordable price, let Cafe Positano show you why food is not a business, but a passion. Cafe Positano is 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. Call 407-774-8080. Pasquale?
I want to thank you everybody to come to Cafe Positano.
Hi, this is Christopher Hart, co-host of the American Adversaries. You know, during the day, I'm a contractor here in Central Florida. That's what I do for work. But what I do on the radio, well, the American Adversaries is my mission. We've got a great audience, and I wanted to take a minute to speak directly to those of you who believe in our mission. We are looking for a select group of category-exclusive sponsors to support this show. There are several different levels of sponsorships, so it can be very affordable, and you'll get great results just like our friend Pasquale from Cafe Positano's. Heck, we'll even name our studio after your business if you want. If you own or run a business in Central Florida and believe in the American Adversary's mission, give me a call to see if you qualify. If you're interested in learning more, my number is 407-435-4613. If I'm on the air when you call, just leave your name and number. I'm Christopher Hart. American Adversaries is my mission. I hope you'll make it part of yours, too.
The battle is heating up. You're listening to the American Adversaries on 660 WORL and on 1520 The Biz. If you can take it.
What happened to my slice of pizza? Where's my pizza? It's just disappeared.
Listen, we're back on air. Hey, Chris. The tomato sauce on your lips kind of explains the problem. You can't pull that one over us.
Hey, this is Carl Jackson. This is 660 WORL. You're listening to the American Adversaries live this Sunday evening. I'm sitting in studio with Christopher Hart, Larry Adams, Nostra Dennis, Tyler Israel. Pasquale is in the house. We got Jeff Sinis on the other side of the glass. And Johnny Guns is... Well, with his big guns, I'm sure he's off lifting weights somewhere.
He's probably down eating that last slice.
Yeah, he's
there
around.
Was no slice, Chris. I looked.
It's gone.
All right.
I knew it.
But we still have Rick on the line. Rick, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead, Rick.
Two quick things. Number one, have you noticed after 2 weeks of random acts of journalism, MSLSD has gone back to being propagandist? Chris Tingles is no longer calling them scandals. So now... Kerfluffles.
Yeah, I heard that.
I didn't know somebody could get arrested and jailed for kerfluffling.
I didn't even know men were allowed to say that word, to be honest with you. But
they're not. Chris, that's why he said it.
Chris is not a man.
Yeah.
And he's such a coward. And his show today, he didn't even want to bring up any of the scandals. He talks about Kennedy. John F. Kennedy. That was his whole show today. So, gosh.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
The last Democrat president with some real guts and proper policies. All right, go ahead.
And the last thing I wanted to mention is, have you ever noticed that whenever he screws something up, he has to go back to focusing on the economy?
Yes.
He's in trouble. I've got to focus on the economy.
Focus on my bigger screw up.
Yeah.
He's been focusing on that economy for the last 4 years.
Well, you're absolutely right. Yep. It's been an excuse for him, not a true project.
If he'd let it go, it'd get better.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know what, Rick?
You're absolutely right, Larry.
I wish the GOP would say what you just said. I mean, the statement that you just made. Hey, have you noticed that every time he's in some type of debacle, he goes back to the economy. It's because he doesn't care.
You're looking at this all wrong, Carl. It's not the Republicans should say this. It's when are they now going to say it?
None of
it's been said on our show.
Okay. 8 months, Chris. 8 months. For God's sake.
All right. Thank you, Rick. We appreciate it.
Great show.
All right. We appreciate you being out there.
Do you think we could send the president to Jersey, to the shore, with Chris Christie to throw footballs through tires for the next 3.5 years?
They both could stay there doing
that. It'd be fun. Yeah. They would win bears.
Yes.
I'd even be willing to send him a golf club and some golf balls if he stay there.
Yeah, that's
right. Can't get over that. Chubby Christie was throwing footballs through the tires better than
he's
Mr.
A good athlete.
Athlete himself.
He's large, but he's a good athlete.
He actually knows how to throw a football. That helps. Okay, I'll leave it at that. Once again, folks, 407-774-8255 is the number if you would like to be a part of the show and or if you would like to participate in our Who Said That contest, which we are going to start right now. And this contest is being sponsored by Cafe Positano, thanks to Pasquale Barba. One of the prizes is a $20 gift card to Cafe Positano, along with an American Adversaries T-shirt we'll throw in this week. All you have to do is call us up and tell us who said the quote that I'm getting ready to read. That's the only rule. Other than if you've won recently, please step aside, at least for the first part of the show, and let somebody else step up and see if they can get a hold of that, one of those $20 gift cards to Cafe Positano. If you have not won recently, give us a call. 407-774-8255. If you know who said, and I quote, "I love to visit Washington, if only to be nearer to my money." If you know who said that, give us a call. I'll say it again. I love to visit Washington, if only to be nearer to my money.
If I were on the other side of the line, or if I were calling in, I would say that's probably President Obama when he vacations in the White House.
No, good guess, but it is not Barack Obama. Who said, "I love to visit Washington, if only to be nearer my money"? And one of the reasons why I chose that one tonight was I was reading, and this was in today's Orlando Sentinel 2, I believe, as well, a op-ed by George Will. And I had seen these numbers before, although he did a pretty good job of laying it out. And that is in terms of how much we pay in terms of government regulation. All right, let me pull the article.
That's from a Reagan study, isn't it?
Well, yeah, these are hidden embedded costs that you don't even think about.
Yeah, these studies go back. I mean, this is nothing new. This is just the latest version from George Will. The cost of the government, you know, regulating us. Let's see. Regulatory compliance costs exceed the combined sum of income taxes paid by corporations and individuals. These costs are estimated to be $14,768 per U.S. household. Now, this is not like the national debt that Pasquale showed us the numbers on a little while ago, where we owe $53,142. That's what we owe. This is what's coming out of the average income every year. And when I say the average income, I mean the median income, which right now is a little over $50,000. In other words, if it were not for these government regulations, the median income would be about 20% higher. It would be in the 60s thousands of dollars, not in the 50 thousands of dollars. And before you go saying, "Yeah, we need regulations," or, you know, "corporations will run wild." Well, we do need a certain amount of regulation. The problem with it is that we have redundant regulations, regulations over and over again. Regulations run wild. We have so much regulations, the regulators can't keep up with them.
And we have a lot of regulations that conflict with each other on different levels.
That's exactly right.
And there's a big difference between regulations and laws. I mean, as citizens of the United States, we don't get to participate in regulations, so be careful what you say. This is Washington, D.C. just going willy-nilly and making up stuff as they go. You have no idea. They have no idea, as Chris just said, of the regulations they're making, because they're not laws.
And the regulatory agency that's handling these regulations gets money and controls money.
Let me just ask a businessman here. Pasquale Barba, are you more likely to be confronted by regulations or by an official law, so to speak, when the inspectors come by?
They make every year difficult for me.
Because they change it, they add to it, they make more things that you have to do as a businessman to comply, right?
Yes, but I want to say something while one of you guys was talking about. I think a lot of people in this country, what's going on outside of this box? Let's say America is in a box. Let's step outside. Let's go look in Italy, Spain, Portugal, Greek, and let's see what's going on over there. They are broke. I call every day in my house. Thank God I live in a rich, small town, right on the water, and people are good over there. But we go north Italy, south Italy, people, they don't have money to feed the kids. Every day it's people jump for the building down in front of the police while they show I don't have money to feed my kids.
And you're right. And that exists all across the European Union.
Yes,
the,
and you know why?
Because of over-government regulation.
Yeah, well, there's tax so much, and people are tired. Now people don't pay tax anymore. They don't want to pay tax. Well, if you go work 40, 50 hours, and you be paid like only for 20-hour work, and the rest of the money the government takes, so it's not worth to go to work. So, and that's why right now they go broke. You want to fix this country in America here? We need no tax on a big business. And people, they don't have a choice to do business over here, not in China, in Taiwan, in Japan, and somewhere else. Let them bring business here. The government to say no taxes, and millions of people have a job, and we pay this a little bit tax every year, and we'll be good.
And it is. It's the numbers are startling in the European Union. There is extremely high unemployment over there, and it is even higher amongst the youth, just like it is here. Only it's chronic over there. It's chronic. As you said, Pasquale, people are giving up. They're not even going out. And people aren't starting businesses because it's too difficult to run a business over there. So it is really just a tremendous drag on the economy over there, and it's doing the same thing over here. The cost of regulations is over 11% of our gross domestic product, over 11%, and it is equal to 23% of the average earner's income, 23% in regulatory costs that we're all paying because we buy the products and the services from the corporations that have to and deal with the banks that have to deal with these regulations. And believe me, the regulators are overregulated themselves in the sense that they can't keep up with the new regulations that are coming along. And we have Obamacare with new regulations. We have Dodd-Frank with new regulations. And if this immigration bill goes through the way it is written, guess what? It's going to bring a whole slew of new regulations. So enough is enough. So anyway, we got some calls lining up on the phone lines in response to our Who Said That contest. Once again, the quote for tonight is, I love to visit Washington, if only to be nearer my money. Okay, so let's go first to Tim from Castleberry. Tim, your answer for our Who Said That quote tonight is what?
The Squally Barber.
It's wrong, but I'm digging anyway.
Because I just heard what he said, and that just makes me think that he just must love to go see his money in Washington.
Well, if we say it about him, we could certainly say it about all of us. But
stand in line, and we'll give you a gift certificate anyway.
Okay, All right, Tim.
I'm right in front of your studio, and I'm on my way for my Sunday night treat, the greatest Italian restaurant I've ever been to.
All right, well, we want to thank you for joining us there as well the other night, Tim. It's always a pleasure to see you.
I come back pretty soon. I shake my hand.
Okay.
All right, Tim.
Okay. Well, anyways, it's just a terrific show. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you all later.
All right. Thank you, Tim. All right, we're up against a hard break.
Bye-bye.
We do have a couple of more calls. We'll get to the calls after the break. Plus, we have our first guest coming on tonight. Is that right? Yeah, it's already time for Catherine Engelbrecht from True the Vote. They got targeted, and now they're fighting back. So we'll hear her story when we come back, and more from Pasquale as well. So please, don't go away. And remember,
don't go away. Stay with us.
Because we are
live.
Hi.
This is Christopher Hart, co-host of the American Adversaries. You know, during the day, I'm a contractor here in Central Florida. That's what I do for work. But what I do on the radio, well, the American Adversaries is my mission. We've got a great audience, and I wanted to take a minute to speak directly to those of you who believe in our mission. We are looking for a select group of category-exclusive sponsors to support this show. There are several different levels of sponsorships, so it can be very affordable, and you'll get great results just like our friend Pasquale from Cafe Positano's. Heck, we'll even name our studio after your business if you want. If you own or run a business in Central Florida and believe in the American Adversaries' mission, give me a call to see if you qualify. If you're interested in learning more, my number is 407-435-4613. If I'm on the air when you call, just leave your name and number. I'm Christopher Hart. American Adversaries is my mission. I hope you'll make it part of yours, too.
This is Marilee from Vacation Travel Planners, bringing you the travel deals of the week. Like Holland America is offering double onboard credit on their European sailings. Rates starting as low as $5.99 per person. How about an Alaska cruise? For 7 nights, starting as low as $3.49 per person. Book one of NCL's newest ships, the Breakaway or the Getaway, and receive a $50 onboard credit. Royal Caribbean has several specials going on, like free upgrades or onboard credit, and the new Quantum of the Seas is available for booking on June 4th. Unless you're a Crown and Anchor member, then you can book now. What's your cruisitude? Now through June 18th, visit our website or Facebook page to be entered to win $1,000 toward a future vacation. Just tell us where you'd like to go. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage.
It's political, professional wrestling at its finest. The American Adversaries on 660 WORL and on 1520 The Biz.
Okay, folks, you are welcome back to the American Adversaries. We are live between 5 and 8 on Sundays and 5 and 6 on Monday through Friday. And we want to welcome you back to our show. Christopher Hart, Lair Adams, Nostra Dennis, Carl Jackson, Tyler Israel, Johnny Guns. We're all in the studio with you this afternoon, along with our co-sponsor, Pasquale Barba. And we're running our Who Said That contest. If you know who said, I love to visit Washington, if only to be nearer to my money, please give us a call at 407-774-8255. We have our guest, Catherine Engelbrecht, on the line. Before we get to her, though, I want to go to Darren, who's been calling, because he wants to say something to Pasquale, and then we'll go to Catherine. Darren, thank you for calling tonight.
Oh, thank you, guys. Last night, I took my mother, my wife, and my son. We went out to Pasquale's restaurant there in Apopka.
Great.
They had a group of 20, group of 25, group of 20, and then a group of 65 where they were just resetting it up after, I mean, literally still dressing the tables when we pulled in. Did you know they didn't miss a beat? The food was out of this world. That veal francesa is amazing. And you would think after all that, the kitchen staff would be hurried or stressed, and they were just wonderful. And I wanted to say, I was, as a business person myself, I'm very, very, very impressed by the way the staff did last night.
Thank you, Darren.
Darren, thank you very much. You make my day. But stay on the line while I want to give you a gift certificate anyway. And if you don't want to use, you can give someone, your friend, or somebody really need it.
Well, thank you. But you didn't need to do that. That's not why I'm calling in.
I'm just saying you're so nice and you can give it to somebody else maybe need a gift certificate.
You give it to me, I'm going to use it. All right, Darren, we want to thank you very much. Give Jeff your address in there, and we'll get it to you. All right.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, I don't want to keep Catherine waiting. I know, Marshall, you're holding us. We'll get back to you, Marshall, but I want to go to Catherine now because, ladies and gentlemen, this lady's been on our show before. She's very smart, very much a patriotic American. She's taken it upon herself to start an organization called True the Vote. I'll let her tell you a little bit more about the organization, but I'd just sort of summarize it by saying they're a modern-day poll watcher, and thank God for her and her organization. Welcome back to our show tonight, Catherine Engelbrecht. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, we appreciate it. By the way, do you know who said, I love to visit Washington, if only to be nearer to my money?
I wish I'd said it, though. That's pretty clever.
Yes, it is. And I think everybody will get a kick out of it when they find out who said that. Certainly any of us could say that. But first of all, if you would, please give our listeners a quick update on what exactly is True the Vote and how can people find out more about you and help you.
True the Vote is an election integrity organization. We are focused on making sure that all Americans who have the legitimate requirements to vote in a free and fair election. And so we do, as you said, train poll watchers. We help to make sure that the integrity of the rolls is maintained, and we help to advocate for good legislative code, for stronger election processes. And the whole focus is to make sure that the fundamental underpinning of our government, elections, are something that the American people can trust. And it is a national organization that has come under a great deal of fire in these last few years.
And when did you form the organization and why?
In 2009, we first started by volunteering to work at the polls, thought it was going to be a one-day thing, and saw problems. Problems ranging from just sort of general dysfunction of process all the way through to election fraud. We saw people who came in with more than one voter registration card, but in different names. We saw people who would come in and, as a very matter of fact, kind of statement, say, you know what, I don't remember who I was supposed to vote for. And then the election judge would take them to the voting booth, and you'd hear the election judge tell the person how to vote, not how to use the machine, but how to vote, who to vote for. And when we got back after that one experience, just a small, very small group of us, and reconvened and kind of compared notes, we realized that this was, and to varying degrees, a problem that most of us experience. And so we thought, you know, this is something that we as citizens can do something about. And so really after that in 2009, we set out to begin to develop a program that would take into account all the things that citizens can do in our elections. And we've grown from there. And flash forward in 2012, 2013, we're all across the country now.
Real quickly, what's your website again?
TrueTheVote.org, and please do check it out, guys. TrueTheVote.org.
All right. Now, you formed in 2009. At some point, did you seek tax-exempt status under the 501c4 or some other sort of organizational process from the IRS?
Yes. In July of 2010, we filed for nonprofit tax-exempt status as a 501c3 because we're a nonpartisan organization. So we filed almost 3 years ago.
What happened?
After nearly 300 questions submitted, thousands of documents later, we are no further along now than we were in July of 2010. We are still waiting.
You're still pending. Your case is your application is still being processed, in other words.
That's right.
This is Carl Jackson, Catherine. You just said, this is no exaggeration, I'm guessing. You said 300 questions, right?
Oh, yeah, at least.
What kind of questions?
Well, and let me back up and tell you that's taking into account four different rounds of questioning. So this has been going on and on and on. Questions like, well, frankly, sadly, things that we're all kind of too familiar with now. You know, we want to see every Facebook posting you've ever posted, every tweet you've ever tweeted. We want to know about you and your family. We want to know if you've ever had intentions on running for political office. We want to know everywhere you've ever spoken since the inception of the organization and to whom and what you said, and we want to know everywhere you intend. This particular question came in February of 2012. We also want to know everywhere you intend to speak and what you intend to say through 2013.
Well, I tell you what, if you ever get that question again, just write in big, bold, block letters, "The American Adversaries." That's where I intend to speak.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't have a chance to take the fifth. So.
And it probably wouldn't have gotten you very far.
Yeah.
What are you doing about it?
Well, we've waited. And a couple weeks ago, when it all kind of came out in the wash that, in fact, certain organizations had been targeted, organizations, as we all now know, with words like Tea Party or Patriots in their names, although our organization doesn't meet that criteria, I guess since we had, you know, the word truth in our name, maybe true was one of those profiled words as well. But in any case, we recognized then for, you know, without any question, that this had been part of a much bigger plan to start right to free speech. And so last Tuesday, we filed suit against the IRS on three counts. We want to force their hands for declaratory judgment as to our nonprofit status. We are suing individually those agents who were involved in the unlawful actions that have been perpetrated upon us. And last count is one for damages. We've incurred about $85,000 in legal expenses. And while that may sound like kind of a pittance when you think about what normal damage claims, you know, ask for, we're not trying to make it a case about how many opportunities were lost because we couldn't file for grant applications. And although all that's very true, we couldn't do those things. But we don't want it to be about that. We want it to be about hard costs only, but it gives us an avenue to go through discovery. And what discovery means is that we can ask for every single document, every single piece of correspondence, and our hope is that that will be the key to unlocking a lot of these questions that nobody can seem to get answers to and make those answers available for the country.
Catherine Nostra-Dennis here. Thanks very much for joining us tonight. Question for you. Typically, it's very difficult for any group to sue a federal employee unless they directly violate your constitutional rights. What odds do you think you have of seeking and getting redress in the courts?
Well, we believe we have very good odds. We have been damaged, and we have standing. And that's something that's a very important distinction when you think about the other organizations that have been filing suit of late. Certainly, we hope everybody's suit, you know, has their day in court. But most of these organizations that have filed have been C4s. And C4s have slightly different and those requirements are such that you don't really have to have any kind of official statement or declaratory status from the government in order to conduct yourself as a nonprofit. But a C3, which is what we are, is different. You do have to have a statement, a declaration from the IRS. They give you a number. It's a big deal. And so by doing what they have done to us and by stringing us along, simply abusing the power of their office and organizations like ours, that has given us standing in a very unique way that I think makes our case very, very powerful.
Now, Catherine, you've actually had to give back donations because the donors weren't sure whether what they contributed is going to be tax deductible. Is that correct?
That's right. We received one grant for $35,000, and foundations have very strict requirements that they must, in certain cases, must only give to C3 designated organizations. And this particular foundation had absolute faith that there was no way that our declaration would be held up for another year. And so they gave us that donation in faith, and we said, if it's not decided, then we're just going to give it back. And sure enough, it wasn't decided, so we had to just give it back.
Are any other groups in the same situation with you that you're seeking class action status with, or are you going about this on your own in terms of your lawsuit?
Yeah, we are going about it on our own. We would have, frankly, we were pretty good bit of way in the preparation of this suit because it was, whether or not this came public as it did, that wasn't even on our radar. We had still intended to take this out in court because we didn't see any other end to it. We've been held in limbo far too long. So we're in this on our own, but we think we have a real straight shot at getting some real important answers.
And true though, the vote was second. The Northern California Tea Party Patriots filed a suit the day before you. So you ended up being the second group to sue the IRS over this.
Yes. That's right. But I believe we're the first C3.
And you had planned on doing this regardless, even before the scandal broke.
There was no other way about it.
Have you been approached by any members of Congress or anybody like that for your story, so to speak?
Yes, I have been. I have been in close contact with all of the various committees who are holding hearings, and I hope that I will have an opportunity to testify before Congress, because my story is a little bit different personally. While all of this was going on in our organization, once I filed that nonprofit application, something happened that sent off some kind of red flag, because after filing that application, within almost immediately, the FBI began to show up around our organization and began to ask questions.
And the FBI?
Yes, the FBI began to ask questions. It started out by asking questions about a certain person that they said was of interest to them, which we didn't, know the person, and you would have thought that would have sort of just taken care of it, but they continued to contact us and ask us about what was going on, if we had anything we wanted to report. And had that been the only thing that was happening, you might think, well, okay, that's kind of weird, but whatever. But it wasn't all that was going on. Personally, my husband and I, we have a small manufacturing company. We'd never been in business at that point, almost 17 years, never been audited. We were then audited 2 years in a row. My personal returns were audited 2 years in a row. We had surprise audits from OSHA, from Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, ATF, on two separate occasions. And when I talk about surprise audits, I literally mean, surprise, we're here from the ATF, and we're going to now spend all day going through everything you have. Open your safe, pull out your guns, get out your paperwork. Lastly, we were also given a surprise audit by the Texas branch of the EPA. So five separate government agencies began to do investigations into my personal and professional life upon my filing that application. When prior to that application, we'd never, ever had any such government involvement.
Well, this administration is full of surprises for you, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Here in Central Florida, FBI persons of interest sometimes end up with seven bullets in them. It's a separate story. We'll talk about later.
Listen, Catherine, we have to go to a break. We have a couple more questions for you I'd like to pose to you after the break. Can you stay with us?
Sure thing.
Okay, folks, we are talking with Catherine Engelbrecht. She's the founder of True the Vote, an organization, and herself, who have been harassed by our government simply because they're trying to do the patriotic thing. How about that? No, folks, we're not in a third world country. We're not in Russia. We're in the United States of America. That's why we shouldn't allow this to happen. Anyway, we'll be right back after this short break. Don't go away. And we have a couple of guesses for our Who Said That contest as well. So, and remember,
we are live.
For 16 years, Cafe Positano has been famous for blending their traditional Italian family recipes with the latest cuisines. They offer affordable fine dining in the banquet room and more casual dining in the main area. From pizza to specialty dishes and tender, juicy prime rib, everything is made fresh daily, even our sauces. And owner Pasquale Barbara promises you'll want to return. Located 4 miles west on I-4 on 436, phone 407-774-8080.
Cafe Positano is true Italian food, e lo prometto.
Acos the Solutionist here. Join us on My Cool Inventions. Every Saturday, we'll be looking for the next $100 million product invention. Be a part of the action so you can vote for your favorite inventor or hear from experts on how to turn your great product idea into a big brand. Better yet, submit your inventions to Genesis, the Search for America's Top Invention Contest. You could win a $50,000 grand prize package. Go to MyCoolInventions.com or tune in Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m. on WORL.
Hi. This is Christopher Hart, co-host of the American Adversaries. You know, during the day, I'm a contractor here in Central Florida. That's what I do for work. But what I do on the radio, well, the American Adversaries is my mission. We've got a great audience, and I wanted to take a minute to speak directly to those of you who believe in our mission. We are looking for a select group of category-exclusive sponsors to support this show. There are several different levels of sponsorships,
so it can be very affordable, and you'll get great results just like our friend Pasquale from Cafe Positano's. Heck, we'll even name our studio after your business if you want. If you own or run a business in Central Florida and believe in the American Adversary's mission, give me a call to see if you qualify. If you're interested in learning more, my number is 407-435-4613. If I'm on the air when you call, just leave your name and number. I'm Christopher Hart. American Adversaries is my mission. I hope you'll make it part of yours, too.
This is Marilee from Vacation Travel Planners, bringing you the travel deals of the week. Like Holland America is offering double onboard credit on their European sailings. Rates starting as low as $5.99 per person. How about an Alaska cruise for 7 nights starting as low as $3.49 per person? Book one of NCL's newest ships, the Breakaway or the Getaway, and receive a $50 onboard credit. Royal Caribbean has several specials going on, like free upgrades or onboard credit. The new Quantum of the Seas is available for booking on June 4th. Unless you're a Crown and Anchor member, then you can book now. What's your cruisitude? Now through June 18th, visit our website or Facebook page to be entered to win $1,000 toward a future vacation. Just tell us where you'd like to go. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Oh, yeah. Keep listening for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Folks, this is professional wrestler and WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and I know wrestling. And for the best in political professional wrestling, listen to the American Adversaries on 660 WORL. Tough guy.
Caliber to a gunfight.
Okay, folks, you are listening to the American Adversaries, and yeah, we do sit here and talk during the breaks.
Oh, yeah.
And you might catch that, a little bit of that every now and then. But we are live. We are here at 774-8255 is the number, 407-774-8255. We have Catherine Engelbrecht from True the Vote on the line. I want to get back to her, but first I'd like to go to Leonard and Marshall. Marshall, you need to call us back because actually you had the correct answer, too. I'm going to go ahead and go to Leonard. But Marshall, you call us back and Pasquale will set you up. Leonard from Castleberry, you think you know who said, "I love to visit Washington, if only to be nearer my money." Who said it?
Bob Hope.
It sure was. One of the greatest comedians ever, and certainly had his politics in the right place. But how'd you know that, Leonard?
Actually, I was just recently in San Diego, and the hotel we were staying in had a bunch of quotes and commentaries of different celebrities and everything. It was actually
one
of the things that they had in the book in there on Bob Hope.
Hey, it pays to pay attention, doesn't it?
That's right. And you probably don't know this, but we've had Bob Hope's valet has been a guest on our show, Vic Flick.
That's right. Vic Flick was his valet for a time. And he also wrote that little ditty.
The James Bond theme.
Hey, Leonard, have you ever been to Cafe Positano?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm sure you're going to enjoy going back. So Leonard has won the Cafe Positano gift card and American Adversaries T-shirt. Make sure you give your shirt size to our call screener in there, Leonard. And Marshall, if you'll call back, we've got you covered too. Okay, Catherine Engelbrecht, I'd like to get back to you. Once again, how can people find out more about your organization and help you out?
They can go to truethevote.org, learn about what's going on with the IRS, learn about what's going on in St. Lucie County and the lawsuit we had going there. And,
yeah, what is going on? We were going to ask you about that.
That was going to be one of our next questions. So please, what is going on about that lawsuit? And this had to do with the Allen West election down in South Florida there.
That's exactly right. When we heard the election administrator, Gertrude Walker, step to the microphone on more than one occasion and talk about how she wasn't quite sure whether or not she'd counted all the ballots or maybe she counted them twice and, you know, new ballots being found and ballots being lost and on and on and on. We thought that can't stand. And so we sued. And we sued for the right to make copies, essentially, or take possession of duplicates of all of the documentation used during the election for the purposes of the first ever comprehensive citizen audit of a federal election.
Now, would this include the ballots? Yeah.
Yes, this would include the ballots, and I'm pleased to tell you we won.
Mm.
All right.
Now, this won't be any help to Mr. West.
Well, you know, we don't really know how it's going to shake out. The point really for us is it's not okay to not do your job in managing the election as you are sworn to do. It's not okay to maybe count the ballots, maybe count them twice, maybe not count them at all.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the fact that we sort of wink and nod and let that go is inexcusable.
And there's two points to this whole endeavor, and one is to make things right, if you can. The other is to prevent it from happening again in the future.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. We've seen it all too often that, you know, the midnight hour found ballots in the back of someone's trunk that, mm-hmm. you know, swing the election one way or the next, and we all just sort of, you know, grin and bear it. And that's
like
not...
That. Like
that's
that
not what we should be doing.
Like that Frank and Coleman election up there
exactly
in Minnesota. Dennis.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, Catherine.
What's interesting now, and I'm sure you gentlemen have seen it, I'm just kind of catching up on it, it broke today, is apparently the same gentleman who ran another campaign for a representative in a different part of Florida also ran now Congressman Patrick Murray's campaign, and he just resigned over ballot fraud, over absentee ballot fraud.
I'm not surprised.
You know, it could get very, very interesting.
Now, Catherine, one last question, because we're right up towards the top of the hour.
And we have a caller who would like to speak with you as well. If you can stay with us just for another question or two after the break again.
Sure.
I'm sorry to impose on you time.
No, that's all good.
Mine's quick. I hear you're going to be on a cruise line in November doing a panel discussion called True the Vote, a Success Story, I think called Freedom on the Sea.
That's right. Very forward to that.
And they just announced a new member of the cruise. Herman Cain's going to be on the boat.
Herman Cain?
Yep. Congratulations.
Wow. What is this all about? How can people, anybody sign up for this?
Yes, I think you can go. I think they have a website up now called Liberty at Sea, or forgive me.
Our freedomonthesea.com.
Freedom on the Sea, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yes. And they are selling tickets now.
And it's a whole big slew of guests are going to be there.
Yes.
John Fund, Eric Golub.
Wow. Yeah. When is this? When?
It's November 17th through the 24th.
That's right. In November.
All right, Catherine, if you'll stay on the line, we'll get back with you, and we'll go to our caller who has a comment for you. And once again, we're talking with Catherine Engelbrecht from True the Vote. She has been harassed by the IRS, the EPA, the FBI, and just about every other agency, the ATF. Folks, give her a look at truethevote.org and give her a help if you can. This kind of person is the people that we need to be helping out there.
Absolutely, folks. We're being attacked by the initials. However, we are the American Adversary.
Fell into darkness, a call rang out across the land. Lair Adams, entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar Christopher Hart. They teamed with lifelong radio pro Nostradamus. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Lair Adams, Nostradamus, Johnny Guns, and Christopher Hart, the American Adversaries.
That's right, folks. It's hour number three of the best in political professional wrestling, the American Adversaries. And this is our third hour of our three-hour tour. I'm Lair Adams here with my co-host Christopher Hart. In the studio with us, we have Nostradamus. We have Tyler Israel. We have Johnny Guns. We have Carl Jackson. On the board, we have Jeff Sinis. And I tell you what, folks, we're having a great time. On our line right now, Carl Jackson, we said? No. Actually, on the line right now, we have a special guest. That's Catherine Engelbrecht. And also, we have a caller that has a question for Catherine, and that would be our good friend Marshall. Marshall, how are you tonight, buddy?
Okay, how are you doing, Carl, Lair,
Chris.
Too many names to even mention.
Good, Marshall. Thank you.
Real quick, Marshall. Hold on. We know that you had the right answer for our Who Said That contest as well. So Pasquale's going to set you up with a $20 gift card as well.
All right, thanks, Pasquale. You have the best Italian restaurant in the country, buddy.
All right. He's listening to you as he's going down the stairs. He's heading back to the restaurant. Okay, go ahead. Your comment or question, please,
right,
for Catherine.
Catherine, I know what you're trying to do is a great thing, but it seems we always seem to be catching the voter fraud after it happens. Now, your organization was trying to do it prior to it happening, and that's obviously why they attacked you. In your expertise, where is most of the voter fraud, on the Democratic side or on the Republican side? This may be an oxymoron question, but...
All right, Catherine. Thank you, Marshall. We appreciate it.
All right. Take care, gentlemen.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think that, we are a nonpartisan organization, and wherever we find fraud or unlawful, untoward actions, we are going to expose it. But I think it cannot be denied that when you look historically at the party that is most typically involved in these kinds of actions, it tends to be the Democrat Party.
Catherine?
I'm not surprised.
All right. Okay, Marshall. All right. Thank you so much for your call. We appreciate you being
on.
All
right, gentlemen. Take care. God bless.
All right. Don't forget to give your information to Jeff in there. Catherine, let me ask you this. It'll be the last question, then we'll let you go. I want to thank you once again for all your time that you spent with us here on Sunday night.
Sure.
If you get turned down on your 501c3 application, are you going to end as an organization, or are you still able to go forward?
Oh, no. We will. You know, where there is a will, there is a way. And I think that the American people have made it very clear that the time has come for election integrity. So, we've been operating as we are for, going on 3 years now. And the way that we survive, quite honestly, is by the by small donations from people from across the country. And we would certainly love to have opportunities to participate in grants and such. But if we don't, then... so be it. We will continue to make our way, and I think that the American people will rise up and support us, and I think we're going to be just fine.
Catherine, this is Carl Jackson. Just before you go, this isn't a question. I just want to make a statement to you. I'm so glad of what you're doing. I often say there's no victory without a fight, and I appreciate organizations like you and people like you that are willing to step up and say, you know what, we're not going to tolerate this, whether it's Democrat, whether it's Republican, and I am biased. I'm a black conservative, so I know it's Democrats. But I'm gonna tell you, I just appreciate your organization, and you can bet your bottom dollar I'm going to donate to it.
Well, I tell you what, I appreciate it so much, and we're all in this together, and I think you just hit on something that is very, very important, and that is, If we don't do something about it, who will? The government will not right itself. It is up to
exactly,
people.
Exactly.
And when you get
whatever
right,
we can do, we're going to do it.
And when you get right down to it, that's one of the blessings that we have in this nation. If we want to take the responsibility, we the people really are the government. If we want to give that responsibility away, well, we'll see what we see now. What we'll get in return for it. Once again, Catherine, where can people go to find out more about you and help you financially? And are you beginning to look for volunteers for next year's election?
Yes, absolutely. And, in fact, there's work to do all year round. If you go to truthevote.org, you can sign up, and you will be connected with – we have groups all across Florida that we help support. And I'll say this very quickly. Our whole organization is not about having True the Votes all over the country, but rather – to help support other citizen-led election integrity efforts by giving them the tools and the technology that they need to, set straight elections in their own communities. And so anywhere in Florida, if you sign up, we'll make sure to try to hook you up with the local organization that would be a part of the elections you'd be voting in. We have research going on all year long into voter rolls, always good advocacy efforts going on. But, yes, we are very definitely already looking for volunteers. That's ongoing. people can find out that and so much more at truethevote.org.
There you have it, folks. So if you have time but no money, you can help. Mm-hmm. If you have money but no time, you can help. If you have both, you can help. So once again, go to truethevote.org. Catherine Engelbrecht, thank you so very much. And as Carl said, you have our thoughts and our prayers with you, and God bless you for what you're doing, you and your husband, and keep up the good fight.
Thanks so much, guys.
And we're here for you anytime you need an outlet. We'll be happy to be that outlet for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, and we appreciate you and your efforts as well.
I hope I don't get audited again if I send her money.
It could happen.
Hey, at some point you have to say, audits be damned, I'm going to do what I feel is the right
thing to do. Exactly right. I'm going to write my check out, and I'm going to name myself. I'm going to say I'm Johnny Guns.
And if you're making all that.
You know, we laugh about it and in jest, but, you know, here's Catherine Engelbrecht. She is suffering, you know, the audits, the intimidation. What do you think it feels like to have the FBI show up at your door and say, hey, show me your papers?
And five audits. That's a whole hand's worth of fingers.
It is highly shall we say, unusual.
And think about this, guys. This is just like the police muscling people.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know what? We'll take care of that little crime we'll let you slide off that little crime there.
I would say worse than the police, Lair. This is more like what you had in Nazi Germany, because you had government officials showing up at your door under the name of doing something under the, you know, law or this or that with the right, you know, government policy. And it's done by government officials with the sanction and everything that goes along with that. It's far worse than just the police. It's far worse than a thief or a murderer, because this is done with the government sanction. And people feel so helpless against it.
This is, you know, and it goes against the argument of so many people out there, even conservatives, saying this guy is just what's the word that I'm looking for? He's blissfully ignorant or whatever. I mean, this stuff is so insidious, so strategic.
You mean Obama?
Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry. I should have mentioned. Yes. With the president, it's so deep. It's so insidious. It's so strategic. This guy is an ignorant of this.
And a lot of these people that, you know, like Bette Midler, who are glad the IRS is clamping down on these conservative organizations, you know, in the back of their heads, it has to be that little pearl saying, yeah, what if it were us? What if the conservatives were in control of the IRS and they came after us?
I was going to mention something on Chris's point. This sounds almost Hitlerian in the way that they were coming out. They were targeting these conservative groups. Is that... there were several instances of when people were in Nazi Germany in the 30s where they said, well, they weren't targeting me, but it doesn't matter. But, oh, they were targeting that man and the gays and then the Jews. And when they did target them, there was nobody left to help them out.
What's the thing with an appeaser? The only goal of an appeaser is to be eaten last.
There you go.
Well, in this case, when it comes to Barack Obama knowing the intricate details of what was happening, I don't think he had to. I think he just, once again, it's this attitude amongst liberals that basically, and it's ironic to say this, but they see conservatives as being subhuman, as they see conservatives as not deserving of the same rights that they deserve. This was something that went to the heart of what Bette Midler was saying. You know, only liberals should have the rights that the Constitution guarantees, right?
Only if you believe the way I do are you a good American.
Right, which goes to show she doesn't understand the Constitution at all, because the whole purpose of the Constitution is that everyone gets
yes.
the same rights and protections, regardless of their politics, regardless of their religion, regardless of the color of their skin or their gender. And so... but you mentioned, you know, if they would just put themselves in our shoes, maybe they'd see it differently. Unfortunately, when it comes to the IRS, they don't have to worry about that, because the IRS has a union, and that union gives pretty much exclusively to Democrats. In the past election cycle, 95% of that union's contributions went to Democrats. Am I right, Carl?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But I was going to go beyond that, Chris. I'm not sure if you're aware. I believe you guys are. But this is an article from The Blaze, and the title is, Would You Believe the Wife of Former IRS Head is an Exec at Left-Wing Political Action Group? Had you guys heard about that?
No, but I believe it.
Okay, yeah. It's absolutely crazy. That's why when you start reading this information, there is no way, unless you're completely naive, unless you're completely partisan, that you can ever walk away thinking, okay, the president had nothing to do with this or knew nothing about this. This stuff goes so deep. I'm going to just read this quick part. Former Internal Revenue Service Commissioner Douglas Schuman, a frequent White House visitor,
157 times,
is married to an executive with Public Campaign, an unabashed left-wing organization dedicated to sweeping campaign reform that aims to dramatically reduce the role of big special interest money in American politics. Here's the problem. In the midst of this scandal, a number of groups have defended the IRS, the Daily Caller reported, adding that one of those defenders is Public Campaign. Mm-hmm. Schulman's wife, Susan Anderson, is the Washington-based nonprofit's senior program advisor.
And there are members of the media in D.C. all over who are married in bed with literally, some not so literally, with people who are Washington insiders, long-termers. Andrea Mitchell from NBC. Who's her husband?
That's Alan Greenspan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of this is understandable. I mean, men and women in close situations tend to fall in love sometimes, right? What is inexcusable is the fact that it's not known, okay? And this reminds me of Charlie Reese, and we talked about mm-hmm. Charlie a little bit last week. He just died the week before last. And as I was saying, one of the things that I really respected about Charlie Reese was every year his New Year's column, the first column after the first of the year, he would write, okay, folks, this is who I am now. This is what I believe now. This is the political party I exist in. And this is what you need to know as you read my articles. And every member of the media should have to do the same thing. And if they're married to somebody in an administration, that should be known. It should be somewhere where people can easily go to find it out, because you have a right to know who this person sleeps with, if you will, if that person happens to be in the administration or vice versa. Because, yes, it can have a bearing on what they write and how they write it and or report it.
Absolutely. Folks, actually, we have Gary on the line. He's calling in from Winter Springs, and he'd like to talk about tax-exempt status. Gary, how are you tonight, buddy?
Very well. Thank you, gentlemen. I love your show.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. The main reason I called is you might have discussed this prior, and I didn't catch it. You speak about Obama's half-brother, Malik, who started the Barack H. Obama Foundation, the tax-exempt 501c.
Yeah, and got fast-tracked.
Yeah, I just want to know if you discussed that. That just blows me away that they got Lois Lerner was the one who signed the paper that got that through for a month, and I understand usually it takes up to 7 months to get those taken care of, and boom, here's a guy who's in bed with cherished organizations, his brother, Drew Sedan.
Well, if it's called the Barack H. Obama Foundation, there can't be anything wrong with that, can there?
Yeah, and we talked about the fact that he's still in this country illegally, Gary. And, you know, Gary, I've prepared taxes for people for over 30 years, and the IRS, in my experience, had never done anything in a month or less. You know, it's highly unusual that anybody would get fast tracked like that. And you're absolutely right.
And you can't ask her any questions because she's not going to answer.
Well, it seems like what we should do is Tea Party. Those of you that are listening, start naming your Tea Party organizations the Barack H. Obama Tea Party of your city, and that way you will get fast-tracked, and we'll be A-okay.
Or get in with the left this way. Call it the Green Tea Party.
Exactly. There we go.
All right, Gary, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate you being out there.
See, we've just stopped intimidation and fraud all over the place, Dennis, just with those couple of suggestions.
You know, and I'm glad that Gary brought that back up, because there's more to this tax scandal, and this has come out this week, and you hear me flipping the newspaper here.
People still buy newspapers?
I love newspapers. Just nothing like the feel of a newspaper in your hands, right? And you can draw pictures on it and do all kind of things. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that donors, until now we've been talking about groups, and there's been a little anecdotal evidence of Romney donors being targeted. Mm-hmm. But there are other donors who are targeted as well. I'll tell you some of the details when we come back. We're going to the break right now, though.
Like Gibson Guitars. That was a wacky one.
Similar to that, but this has to do with another group.
Absolutely. We are the American Adversaries, and our third segment, actually second segment of this hour, is coming right up. I keep going down.
Northwest East Side hometown of Positano, Italy, Chef Pasquale Barber brings his exclusive family recipes to Central Florida and Cafe Positano. Whether you're looking for true Italian pizza and calzone or their mouth-watering special dishes and elegant dining at an affordable price, let Cafe Positano show you why food is not a business, but a passion. Cafe Positano is 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. Call 407-774-8080. Pasquale?
I want to thank you everybody to come to Cafe Positano.
Hi, this is Christopher Hart, co-host of the American Adversaries. You know, during the day, I'm a contractor here in Central Florida. That's what I do for work. But what I do on the radio, well, the American Adversaries is my mission. We've got a great audience, and I wanted to take a minute to speak directly to those of you who believe in our mission. We are looking for a select group of category-exclusive sponsors to support this show. There are several different levels of sponsorships, so it can be very affordable, and you'll get great results just like our friend Pasquale from Cafe Positano's. Heck, we'll even name our studio after your business if you want. If you own or run a business in Central Florida and believe in the American Adversaries' mission, give me a call to see if you qualify. If you're interested in learning more, my number is 407-435-4613. If I'm on the air when you call, just leave your name and number. I'm Christopher Hart. American Adversaries is my mission. I hope you'll make it part of yours, too.
Back from the dressing room to restretch their tights, here are the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversary on 660 WORL and on 1520 The Biz.
And we're back. You're listening to the American Adversaries. It's Tyler Israel here. We're just about to wrap up our Sunday edition. If you'd like to give us a call, give us some of your comments on all the scandals that are going out there. There's nothing short, no shortage of information out there to talk about. You can give us a call at 407-774-8255.
407-774-8255. Did you guys hear about the Washington Post article where they're claiming they actually have evidence where Clinton and Barack worked out a little deal where if Hillary played nice and helped Barack win re-election, that he would kind of guarantee he'd do everything he could to get her elected in 2016, and that was a deal he worked with Bill, but they actually have
we've been saying that for years around here, but now,
well, they're saying, no, come on.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Tyler, where can people go to hear replays of our show?
We're actually up on Podbean, which automatically ups to iTunes. So if you either one of those podcast aggregates, you search the American Adversaries and find us on there. I think we got 2 weeks of shows, and we're working on putting up our whole archive on there. So it should be a good, pretty good wealth of information on there.
And they'll be easy to find and easy to go to. And when you hit the button, you'll hear our intro music starting right away.
Yeah, don't go to Butterbean. I tried that. It didn't get us there.
Much less flattering.
Absolutely. Before we went to the break, I said that the IRS problem is growing, and not only because of the... Have you guys seen the dance tapes?
I just saw this morning.
It's
sort of, you know, a distraction, if you will, but nonetheless, you know, they were all over the Sunday morning talk shows this morning.
Yeah, they were. And you know what? I don't think it's kind of, if it were pre-scandal, I'd be like, but honestly, I think they need to do everything they can to make an argument to take the IRS down. It's just me.
And it shows that the IRS is basically out of touch with the rest of us and take advantage of the rest of us. But that's not the real problem for the IRS in terms of the targeting goes. There was an organization called Freedom Watch. Freedom Watch was started in 2007 in order to help President Bush in his surge in Iraq. Okay, they were an advocacy group for the surge in Iraq. So it was set up for a specific purpose, and they no longer exist. But Freedom Watch was one of these organizations that was targeted. And the IRS, it was led by Lois Lerner.
Mm-hmm.
And it gave them extreme scrutiny, and I demanded to know who their donors were. And five of their top donors were all audited as soon as the information was provided to the IRS. Freedom Watch was subjected to an IRS audit, I'm reading now, that focused largely on its political activities, an uncommon but not unprecedented move. Well, now we know, of course, it's not unprecedented.
Yeah, that's right.
The probe broadened into other areas, including executive compensation. About a year later, as many as five donors to Freedom Watch were subjected to IRS audits, which sought to classify their contributions to Freedom Watch as gifts. Now, let me back up a minute. When you give to these organizations, a 501c3, you can actually write off on your income taxes as charitable contribution. When you give to a 501c4, you can't write it off on your taxes, but you can give in an unlimited amount without any other consequences. They were saying that the donors, by giving to Freedom Watch, were giving to an organization that didn't qualify for a 501c4, and therefore their donations were gifts. And if the gift was more than the amount of $12,000, they would have to pay a gift tax on
it. Gotcha.
So this was a whole nother avenue to penalize the donors for giving to this organization.
And to put money to their coffers.
And what happened was the organization complained about it. Members in Congress started screaming about it, and they quit the process of calling it a gift and therefore didn't seek a gift tax on it, but nonetheless still did the auditing and the targeting and such as that. So that there's, you know, and there's going to be more hearings this week. Congress is back in session this week, so there'll be more hearings. So I'm sure there's going to be more interesting stuff coming out about not only the IRS, but about the AP scandal and maybe even about the Benghazi scandal as well.
Well, let's hope, right?
We can only hope. Now, in terms of a special prosecutor, more and more people are calling for a special prosecutor. There was a poll, was it Quinnipiac or was it Rasmussen, Dennis, where 72% of the people polled said there should be a special prosecutor.
Yes.
In the IRS case.
They both had polls that said that, over 70% of Americans.
Yeah. And so people are demanding a special prosecutor. Now, we had a caller on the show a couple of weeks or a week or so ago said, you know, maybe there should be a special prosecutor. And I said, no, at least, and I'll say this, at least for now, let Congress handle the hearings. However, at some point in the future, a special prosecutor may have to be appointed because they would be able to call a grand jury, have people testify in front of a grand jury with the threat of perjury and all of that hanging over their heads. Also, a special prosecutor could offer immunity.
I was just going to say that, yeah.
Which Congress can't really, in a legal case, offer immunity. Okay? So at some point, a special prosecutor may need to be brought in. But for right now, I think congressional hearings is the way to approach this. But we shall see. We shall see as things progress here. Carl.
No, I just actually I had nothing to say. I apologize. I just wanted to see some more information, looking for information from your phone.
One of the oddities of things that happened behind the scenes, folks. Yes. Carl is working with one of our listeners behind the scenes here on a story. Once again, folks, you can give us a call at 407-774-8255 if you'd like to be a part of the show. There's another story that I want to tell you a little bit about. Let me pull it out of my stack of stuff here. Here it is right here. Did I use that word, stack of stuff?
It's not copyrighted. Okay. As long as you don't say big stack of stuff.
Our stack of newspapers. All right, let me tell you about Mike Sabatin. Mike Sabatin is an economist. And a couple of years ago, he was asked by the administration to participate in an independent report on a conviction of a person of in the oil industry. And he, along with others, prepared the report. And when they turned it in, part of the report said that that the oil person had been treated unjustly and that it brought into question the conviction of this oil person. And so Mr. Sabatin, for having dared to say these things, found himself being investigated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did I tell you, folks, that this happened in Russia? Now, does it sound very familiar, though? And this is the worst part about these scandals. And I said this before, you know, this is what you find in third world countries.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you found
in Mexico,
in the Soviet Union. This is what you found in Nazi Germany. This is what you find going on today in Russia. It is not what's supposed to be going on in the United States of America. And yes, it starts at the top, but it includes the whole idea of the big brother government. And Larry, you're often talking about 1984. 1984 was about a huge and intrusive government. And that's what we have
that
now.
That did everything for you, but it was full of haves and have-nots.
It did everything for you and to you.
Absolutely.
Just remember what Reagan said. A government big enough to give you everything you want is big enough to take everything you've got, and we'll do just that.
We'll be right back, folks.
For 16 years, Cafe Positano has been famous for blending their traditional Italian family recipes with the latest cuisines. They offer affordable fine dining in the banquet room and more casual dining in the main area. From pizza to specialty dishes and tender, juicy prime rib, everything is made fresh daily, even our sauces. And owner Pasquale Barbara promises you'll want to return. Located 4 miles west on I-4 on 436, phone 407-774-8080.
Cafe Positano is true Italian food, e lo prometto.
Hi, this is Christopher Hart, co-host of the American Adversaries. You know, during the day, I'm a contractor here in Central Florida. That's what I do for work. But what I do on the radio, well, the American Adversaries is my mission. We've got a great audience, and I wanted to take a minute to speak directly to those of you who believe in our mission. We are looking for a select group of category-exclusive sponsors to support this show. There are several different levels of sponsorships, so it can be very affordable, and you'll get great results just like our friend Pasquale from Cafe Positano's. Heck, we'll even name our studio after your business if you want. If you own or run a business in Central Florida and believe in the American Adversaries mission, give me a call to see if you qualify. If you're interested in learning more, my number is 407-435-4613. If I'm on the air when you call, just leave your name and number. I'm Christopher Hart. American Adversaries is my mission. I hope you'll make it part of yours, too.
This is Marilee from Vacation Travel Planners, bringing you the travel deals of the week. Like Holland America is offering double onboard credit on their European sailings. Rates starting as low as $5.99 per person. How about an Alaska cruise? For 7 nights, starting as low as $3.49 per person. Book one of NCL's newest ships, the Breakaway or the Getaway, and receive a $50 onboard credit. Royal Caribbean has several specials going on, like free upgrades or onboard credit, and the new Quantum of the Seas is available for booking on June 4th. Unless you're a Crown and Anchor member, then you can book now. What's your cruisitude? Now through June 18th, visit our website or Facebook page to be entered to win $1,000 toward a future vacation. Just tell us where you'd like to go. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Oh, yeah. Keep listening for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage.
The American Adversaries, where you and the president can wrestle for the truth.
We're still in this wrestling match with
Blair Adams and Christopher Hart, the American Adversaries on 660 WORL and on 1520 The Biz.
Welcome back to the American Adversaries Live. You're listening to 660 WORL. I'm Carl Jackson in studio with a full house. I can't even say all the names to prevent myself from laughing, but let me tell you, you guys know what time it is. It is time.
It is time
for WTF, and it doesn't stand for what you think. Johnny Guns.
Thank you, Carl Jackson. Well, let's start off with a little game here. I'm going to call this the WTF version of our Who Said That game, and all the guys in the room can play, okay? Who said this? We have to pass the bill to see what's in it.
Who
was it? Anybody?
Adam Botox.
I like to name the call of Skeletor.
But was it Pelosi?
Yeah, but exactly. Well, the Hernando School Board pulled a Nancy Pelosi when they unknowingly voted to eliminate valedictorians and salutatorians in high school classes starting in 2016. The board voted unanimously 5-0 on a change to the high school handbook that would recognize the top 10% of honor students through cum laude and summa cum laude distinctions while getting rid of the top two titles in each class. After realizing what they had done, the baffled board wondered where the miscommunication breakdown occurred. School board member Diane Bonfield was asked, isn't it up to the school board to read everything that is put before them before voting on it? Bonfield replied, quote, yes, I'm sorry. I missed it, and for that I am truly sorry. You know, I think we just found our breakdown. All right, story number two. After finding this next story, I realized that my bucket list doesn't seem so lame. Two longtime friends, 36-year-old Andrea Mobley and 38-year-old Jennifer Morrow, got together on a boring Wednesday and decided to cross a couple things off their respective bucket lists, which I guess in Ocala means going big and going to Walmart. Apparently Carl Jackson liked that joke. A loss prevention officer told police that Mobley was eating beef jerky in the store while Morrow was concealing stolen bathing suits inside her purse. Mobley told Osceola Star Banner that they were just two stupid women doing something they've never done before. In related news, based off what Carl Jackson said earlier about stealing my identity means I get to cross one thing off my bucket list tonight because I've always wanted to be a big, beautiful black man. And finally, tonight's final story answers the question, if you were found not guilty of murder, how would you celebrate? In Tampa, retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Wald was acquitted of second-degree murder. Wald was on trial for killing Walter Conley after discovering Conley having relations with his wife in his own home. Wald thought Conley was an intruder hurting his wife, so he stood his ground and shot his revolver. It only took jurors 2 hours to rightfully come back with a non-guilty verdict. So how did the 70-year-old and his 41-year-old wife want to celebrate? Apparently by panning for pancake endorsements. Said Johanna Lynn Flores Wald, quote, because my husband puts me first, he's taking me to the Waffle House. Not to be outdone, Orlando real estate agent Karen Kelly was found not guilty of manslaughter in the death of her boyfriend. Post-trial, her interview with a local television station sounded like something you'd hear after the Super Bowl. Leaving the courthouse, Kelly answered a question of what are you going to do next by saying, go to Disney World.
Did she really say that?
She really said that. I tried to get the audio, but didn't have time. But yeah, she really said, I'm going to Disney
Your
World.
Your dreams come I'm assuming the 70-year-old figure out that his 41-year-old wife wasn't being attacked.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah,
you two just single-handedly or double-handedly, however you want to say it, ruined my childhood memories of Sunday night when we watched Mutual of Omaha's Animal Kingdom with Marlon
Perkins.
Marlon Perkins, yeah. And then The Wonderful World of Disney.
With actual Dizzy, Walt Disney, introing the show.
I'll never, ever be able to think of that again. I've got a little WTF here for you, and then Nostra Dennis is going to fill us in on a guest who we thought would be with us tonight but couldn't make it. Have you ever heard of Ben Lashes? This is a person, Ben Lashes.
Have not, no.
All right. Well, if you have cats and you take pictures of your cats and put them on the internet and one of those pictures goes viral, so to speak, you will most likely hear from Ben Lashes because Ben Lashes will try to help you find a way to monetize that popularity of your cat. Hmm. So all you cat owners out there with those beautiful cats, snap up them pictures and get them on the internet. And get a call from Ben Lashes, and maybe you'll be rich before you know it.
His first name's not Osama, is it?
No. Ben Lashes from Morristown, from Los Angeles.
Osama Ben Lashes? What a great way
he's capitalize
on that.
As the meme manager? Is that how you say it? Meme? Meme manager?
Meme manager. Okay. All right. Nostra Dennis. Albert Guillory was supposed to be with us tonight. He is a Louisiana state senator. What is so special that he would warrant a visit with the American adversary?
Yeah, he is a standing senator for District 24, which is Lafayette, about the middle part of Louisiana. And on Friday, he announced at an event called the At Large Conference, decided he is leaving the Democratic Party He is joining Frederick Douglass as a Republican, which is funny because Tyler and I were last week at Dr. John Matusik's talk downtown, in which he mentioned Frederick Douglass Republicans and how that's how the Republican Party is going to survive if it can reach out to minorities, to groups like Frederick Douglass Republicans to get support in the future. Anyway, Senator Guillory was going to join us to talk about his decision to become a GOP member. Turns out, though, that he's been a Republican all along. He ended up becoming a Democrat in 2007 when he was running for the state house up there. Got elected, got reelected, and then this past Friday decided the Democrats were not representing his values and switched back to the Republican Party.
Well, I've got no problem with that. I mean, if he was trying to actually find a party that best serve his constituents as opposed to the party that would get him elected the easiest, I'm all with him. I don't know. Carl, what do you think?
Well, I'm wondering if he was a lifelong Republican, Dennis, before he made the switch, and then
he's a black American.
Yeah, he is.
And evidently, in Louisiana, perhaps the Democratic Party has been waning in strength. Certainly, Bobby Jindal has been a popular governor there off and on since he's been elected. I believe he's back. He's more popular now than he was last year. But
yeah, the story I'm reading here is from NOLA.com, which is a New Orleans blog and website. Says that he's had a conservative voting record in the Louisiana State House and has long been an ally of Jindal's administration, including issues like education and retirement. And with Guillory's switch, it's not really a game changer. Republicans will now hold 25 of the 39 Senate seats. So, really, they've had about two-thirds of the Senate before he made this switch.
Smart move. For whatever reasons, I'll take it.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's not opportunism, but I'm hoping it's just a matter of this gentleman, you know, Barack Obama being the first black president, maybe he felt some type of inclination to be loyal or something. I don't know. I'm hoping this is authentic is what I'm hoping.
And in certain cases, opportunism is not bad. I mean, that's what our founding fathers had in mind when they designed an adversarial form of government. They knew human nature, and they knew human part of human nature was for people to be opportunistic, in particular in politics. So they set up a form of government that would allow for that. Before we get out of this segment, and don't forget, folks, in the next segment we'll have Lair's closing comments, and you definitely want to stick around for that. There was another WTF news story for you. You know, John McCain went to Syria about a week or so ago. He actually showed up on the border of Turkey and Syria and had two meetings with Syrian rebels in Turkey, just across the border from Syria, and then ventured across the border into Syria and had another meeting with some of the rebels. And it turns out some of those rebels may have been al-Qaeda affiliates.
Oh.
Now, his people are vehemently denying this, but something that appeared once again in today's Orlando Sentinel, I think, lends credibility to the fact that some of the rebels that McCain would have a support are, in fact, tied to al-Qaeda. This came out in the Orlando Sentinel today. Key Sunni cleric calls for holy war in Syria. Leading Sunni Muslim cleric Sheikh Yusuf al-Qaradawi called Saturday for holy war against the Syrian government after fighters from Hezbollah intervened to help President Bashar Assad. The call by a prominent Sunni cleric underscores widening sectarian divisions over the war. What they mean by sectarian is they mean Sunni versus Shia. Here's the final paragraph. Meanwhile, as Assad troops and Hezbollah fighters battled rebels over the town of Qusar, the UN warned all sides will be accountable for civilian suffering. Hezbollah, Iran, Bashar Assad are all Shia Muslims. The al-Qaeda groups are Sunni Muslims. The civil war going on in Syria, as it is mostly across the Middle East, is Shia versus Sunni Muslim. If we take the side of the Sunni, we are going to invariably support groups like al-Qaeda, whether John McCain wants to or not. It's just simply the reality of the quote-unquote sectarian violence. We'll be right back.
Who's going to make it? I am the game you 15
years, Cafe Positano has been famous for blending their traditional Italian family recipes with the latest cuisines. They offer affordable fine dining in the banquet room and more casual dining in the main area. From pizza to specialty dishes and tender, juicy prime rib, everything is made fresh daily, even our sauces. And owner Pasquale Barba promises you'll want to return. Located 4 miles west on I-4 on 436. Phone 407-774-8080.
Cafe Positano is true Italian food, e lo prometto.
Our impulse to indulge the World Wide Web has spawned information overload, and that's the last thing you need in your battle for survival. This is Dennis Miller. If you're on a quest to find affordable, high-quality flooring, just call Hector and Leroy at All Floors of Orlando. Veteran-owned and operated with 50 years of design expertise and an A-plus rating by the Better Business Bureau. So if you're not so humble abode is in the need of carpet, hardwood, laminate, or porcelain, All Floors of Orlando will treat you, their valued customer, with uncommon service. In fact, 70% of the clients at All Floors of Orlando are referrals or repeat customers. Whether you're considering a modern motif or traditional elegance, give All Floors of Orlando a call or head on over to your nearest location in East Orlando, Winter Park, or Lee Vista. Or check out allfloorsoforlando.com, Central Florida's finest flooring.
Doctors and nutritionists all agree that drinking more water is one of the best things you can do for your body. It's much easier to drink lots of water when the water tastes great, and you know that the water quality and the purity is of the highest standards. Carolina Mountain Water is bottled at the source in Cashiers, North Carolina, and then shipped to distributors throughout the eastern part of the United States. As the Central Florida distributor, they offer free home and office delivery of Carolina Mountain Water. That's right, free home and office delivery of Carolina Mountain Water. It comes in a variety of sizes and water coolers are available if needed. For an introductory offer, give them a call right away, 407-851-7144. That's 407-851-7144. Everyone agrees drinking water is one of the best things you can do for you and your family. So call Carolina Mountain Water right away. Free home and offers delivery. You can't beat it. Call 407-851-7144. 407-851-7144. Carolina Mountain Water.
More political mayhem is on the way. You're listening to The American Adversaries on 660 WORL. If you can take it.
Okay, welcome back, folks. You are listening to The American Adversaries. It is time for round 12, the closing round of our bout here tonight. Real quickly, before we get to Laird, Tyler was sort of bragging, and he's right, too, between the breaks there, that he talked about on this show weeks ago, and I know we have talked about this with Colonel Danny McKnight, that, you know, when we support these quote-unquote rebel groups over there, we have no idea what we're getting involved in. Good call there, Tyler.
We don't. And piggybacking off that, after Layers close, we're going to mention something about Dr. Matusis' lecture last Thursday evening. But it was one of the points that he was making at that.
Okay, so we'll get to that in just a second. But right now, folks, it's one of our favorite times of the show. Time for Lair's closing comments. Lair?
All right, thanks, Guy. Folks, this will be in the Why Do People Do What They Do series. I sometimes do. Now, I don't know if you have heard, but last week, a great-grandfather in his 70s successfully scaled Mount Everest, the tallest pinnacle on the planet, and then proceeded to snow-ski part of the way back down. Now, why wasn't this old-timer content sit at home eating a warm meal as he blissfully watches television, hoping its mindlessness will electronically drug him to sleep? And tomorrow will be a repeat, and the next day, another repeat. You see, I get questioned by a lot of well-meaning, safe people who, when learning I wave ski surf in the ocean, yes, I know there are sharks out there, thank you, duh. Or when I say also mountain bike, don't you know you can break your neck doing that? Yes, I've already broken several bones, thank you, but fortunately not my neck. And finally, I work out regularly at the gym. Don't you know people have heart attacks at the gym? Yes, I do know this. I'd just rather die in the gym or surfing a wave or biking than sitting in front of the TV vegetating. That's why some people are willing to live on the edge of the mountain. One mistake, and you teeter and plummet to disaster. Or maybe you conquer the obstacle you chose to overcome. With these people, we're not as surprised when we find their very love for what they do becomes their destruction. We know they understood the risks, and often we envy them for checking out doing what they love, as opposed to a tour in a hospice's wonderful hands. I remember at times a young classmate of mine through classes in middle and high school. His name was Gary. Since some of my school chums listen to this show, I won't mention his last name. They know him. He and I had little in common. He was athletically built. I was fat. I'm not now, by the way. He was better looking, and you see, even then, I had a face for radio. And his family was better off financially than mine. Despite this, he treated me fine, even though he was one of the surfers. Yes, the ultra-cool group of tanned, chiseled bodies all the girls melted over was not only out of my league, you had to be able to surf. And although I loved the ocean, I had the balance of a flat tire. The thing that made Gary different was he cared little for the alpha clique attitude and parties and girls that come with the territory. He was genuinely dedicated to surfing. He would often go alone, especially when others would simply watch as he would venture into churned-up darkness. Such is what happened during a major summer storm. The allure of never-before-seen giant waves made him misjudge the horrific conditions. There were people on shore who saw the teenager become separated from his board. Their calls to authorities brought a Navy helicopter to the scene, but just as they arrived, they saw Gary sink below the surface. Gary would have been 60 this year, probably would have had kids and grandkids. But for a brief moment, against the waves, he was the unconquerable, the Mount Everest. The same Mount Everest a 70-plus-year-old man just conquered. This week, climb your mountain, folks, and have a great week.
Thanks. Great story there, Larry. Appreciate it. Once again, folks, if you'd like to hear a replay of our show tonight or any night, go where, Tyler?
To Podbean. And you can find a link to Podbean through our website, AmericanAdversariesRadio.com.
Not Kidney Bean?
Or go to iTunes. Okay, before we get out of here tonight, this past week, John Matusitz, Professor Matusitz from UCF, gave a presentation downtown about the Muslim Brotherhood being the most dangerous threat to the United States of America. And Nostradamus and Tyler were able to make it there. I believe it was Thursday night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was last Thursday at a place called Doc's Streetside Grill. It's on Orange Avenue right across from the hospital, south of the downtown area.
And, folks, we want to thank all of you folks who listened to this show who turned out, because it was quite a turnout, wasn't it, Dennis?
They spent about the first half of the presentation adding seats. The rooms fit for 125.
About 125 people. I would say just a few more than that showed up. I was sitting in the real far back just because I showed up a little late, but the turnout was awesome.
And we want to thank you folks for that, and I hope you got a lot out of it. I'm sure you did.
Yeah, Dennis, let me ask you, how many of those people do you think were American Adversaries listeners?
Oh, well, I can answer that because I had several people that I had mentioned that I worked with the radio, and they had said, yeah, we're avid listeners. We heard about this event through your show, and we're happy to be here and support Matusas.
Yeah, definitely. Want to thank you folks for coming out and doing that. How did he do? What was the lecture, you think, productive?
Yeah, it was good. They started off with a video of a lecture from earlier that year by our friend Pamela Geller.
Yeah, Pamela Geller, who's been on our show before, and she'll be back again. Mm-hmm. And she is an activist for getting out the word of the jihadist threat.
She was showing off her jihad bus signs, and some of them are just hilarious to look at until you realize that they're trying to pull this off as something that's real. My jihad is going to the gym and losing weight.
Yeah, right. By the way, you might could do that.
You know, I need that DDP yoga stuff from you, you know?
Yeah, all right, I'll get it back to you.
Okay. Now, were those jihad bus signs or bust signs?
Bust
signs. Not signs somebody wears on their
bust. And subway signs, okay. Yeah.
And Professor Matusitz is going to be back on our program in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, he has DVDs that you can get, folks, and watch them yourself, or if you have a group or a meeting or something, or friends that you would like to show these to, you can get them and show them to them as well. And we'll tell you how to get them when he comes back on our show. But the DVDs, I think, like $4 each.
Yeah, he prices them so that you can get them and get a couple and give some away to friends.
Yeah, absolutely. He's got a series of three, and I bought them. And I was watching the other night, I was watching the one about the Muslim Brotherhood and women. And boy, if that's not an eye opener, that one alone should garner, you know, a whole lot of attention amongst the women libbers.
We got to have liberal women see examples of that, and then say, "Now you're ready to say, oh yeah, we welcome you in."
It's got to be more than just make them see it. They have to understand that that's what's waiting for them. Because in Afghanistan, it was announced this past week, I think, that they're closing schools over there for girls. Not only are
75 girls were poisoned by the Taliban.
By the Taliban for going for the terrible act of going to school,
to get an education.
Exactly. This is what happens, folks, when the Americans' military leaves a situation and just turns our back. We can't allow this to happen, because as our friend Joanne King Herring has pointed out on this show, one of the biggest mistakes that we made in Afghanistan
was the first time,
which allowed for the rise of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden, was we turned our back on them after we helped them rid themselves of the Soviet Union. We should have been in there full force, helping these people get their society back on track. Now that we have done that, now we're going to do the same thing we did in Iraq, essentially, which is to turn our back on them and leave them to their own devices. And unfortunately, that has not usually been a good turnout. Just look at Vietnam.
One good thing Dr. Massoud said that stuck with me was he was asking, how many people in the crowd are young people? And half of the old people raised their hands, too. But Tyler and all the youngsters in the back raised their hand.
Just the one lonely guy in the back. Just,
There were a few college-age kids there, and that's important, he said, because it's great that we know this, but we need to get this information out to the people who are going to be the leaders of tomorrow. And sorry, Chris, that's not you and me. That's people like Tyler.
Right, you got to be careful.
Speak
because those libs out there, they're taking a large part of the younger my generation, and it's important that we educate. We make sure that they're making informed decisions. It doesn't matter what side of the political aisle they're on, but if they're educated, you know, we'll know they make the right decision.
So that's what we're trying to do here, folks. We're just trying to educate so that you can make the right decision for yourself, and don't be afraid to make those decisions. And we got this from Marshall, who called earlier, and I just want to throw this out there. And I guess he's talking about the polls, which show Barack Obama still fairly popular. He says he doesn't think the polls are accurate because people are afraid to say anything negative about Barack Obama, fearing they may get audited.
Yeah. Is it better to be loved or feared, Chris?
No. According to Machiavelli, in politics, it's better to be feared.
Feared.
You got that right. Okay, folks, you have been listening to The American Adversaries. I want to thank you so very, very much for doing that, and for you folks who have called in, and you folks who won gift cards, we'll make sure you get them as well. And don't forget, Dennis, real quick, who do we have tomorrow?
I got that sheet, and I gave it to you, Chris. Who do we have tomorrow?
We have Ken Dwyer and Dan Peterson will be visiting us in studio, talking some local GOP politics. And then we're going to have author Kevin Williamson, who has written a brand new book called The End Is Near. And it's going to be
awesome.
Awesome. So you'll definitely want to listen in for that. We also have other guests lined up for the rest of the week. Don't forget Friday. George the Animal Steel is going to be on
our
show.
We're going to bring a ring post in for him to eat here on air.
You mean the padding from the ring post.
Well, yeah. He could probably eat the whole ring post.
There you go.
Folks, we are the American Adversaries. We hope you've enjoyed our show tonight. It was that three-hour tour we take every Sunday night from 5 to 8. Starting tomorrow, we go back on the two-hour shift, 5 to 6. In the meantime, have a great evening, everyone.
That's a one-hour shift. Night.